All right, so that's the new start to every podcast we're going to do.
I like it.
We're going to open our drinks and just leave the caps on the table.
Sounds like a plan.
So I've become totally unprepared, and I left the topics list closed. So you guys need to find something to talk about. SodaStream, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, we
just did an awesome life.
Which should probably come out before this podcast, because that won't take much editing at all.
No, cool. Seriously.
So, how did everybody feel about the SodaStream?
I liked it.
You made it out to be more of a disappointment than it really was.
Well, I don't like diet soda. They all kind of taste diety, so for me it was a big disappointment. But I'm glad you guys liked it.
Oh, it's awful. I loved it.
The root beer tasted diety. The pink grapefruit didn't
taste diety. See, I felt the opposite, because the last time I had root beer it was really diety, but this time, because you put more flavor in, I guess, it tasted much less diety than it did before.
It just tasted flat to me, like we didn't pump up the carbonation enough. But it was pretty fizzy, but it just tasted flat to me.
It didn't taste flat.
We can fix it. We can make it better. We can make him.
Oh, by the way, everybody, this is Nick. He's our guest.
Right. We have our special guest this time, who hopefully will be a regular.
Should we introduce ourselves? Because I'm.
Oh yeah, we didn't do that last podcast. We should definitely introduce ourselves. I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cy.
Nick.
Nick's over in Nick.
And Joey.
And Joey. Oh, don't forget Cy too.
Have I introduced Nick yet?
We're all looking at Ben, waiting for Ben to say something about him.
But. Nah.
That's good.
I'm not selfish like you fuckers.
But we do have something. We have to have an intervention with Ben.
We do.
Oh, God.
So.
What did I do?
Me and Joey, we were talking about this already. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Nick, you probably know this is coming too, but you go ahead, Si. You
Ben, my God. The reason we all leave our phones upstairs during podcasts is because Ben, if he is watching TV on his phone... on his laptop.
Playing a game on his phone. That's
game.
The
yeah.
biggest...
Anything. If he's not paying attention to you and you say something to him, it is never said. Ben will never hear it. He will never comprehend what you said.
Amen.
He just doesn't listen. And it's... Oh, my God. It's so frustrating. Because I'll be in the kitchen. Ben will be watching TV and I'll say something. And I'll be like, hey, Ben, do you hear me? Ben. And he's like, huh? I'm like, oh my God, dude.
In my defense, you have to call my name beforehand for me to know that you're talking to me.
We're the only people in the house, Ben.
Who the fuck am I talking to? I don't know. You can be on your phone. I'm so deeply immersed in what I'm doing that I completely shut everyone else out.
That's what we're saying, and that's the problem.
But if you're just talking, and there's other people possibly around, or you have your phone...
When do you know when you call people?
How hard is it?
Usually when you call somebody, you, hello, hello, or hey, what's up? It's not, Ben, did you put the kitchen, or did you put the dishes in the dishwasher?
No, but Ben? You never start it with Ben. It's always, did you put the dishes in the dishwasher?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, when me and Cy were talking about this, you were in the backseat playing your game.
It's true. But how hard is it just to say my name before you say a sentence?
You don't listen.
You don't.
You get so involved.
You've always
but
said
it's okay because now you're aware of the problem
and now I don't have my phone
exactly, which makes it better. We were concerned about Nick too because he's new. He doesn't know the rules of the cast.
He would have been on his phone.
I would have been on Reddit.
Exactly, that's the problem. It's bad enough I have my iPad here, but this damn topic list won't load. Punch it.
Music was the second topic.
It was. So we're gonna talk about.
Oh, we're gonna talk about how bad
is that awful singer. I'm a fantastic singer.
Horrible.
That's the worst.
I have no musical talent whatsoever. I can't even keep a rhythm.
I am the best singer that my ears have ever not heard ever in my entire life.
I'll pretend that sentence made sense.
Yeah. I'll walk by the bathroom and Ben's showering and my ears start bleeding and I'm like, what's going on?
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I don't think I'm actually...
It's pretty bad, dude.
We'll make it an awesome
life. It's not bad. I've heard a lot worse. I've heard a lot worse.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Like, I know I'm bad. That's why I turn it all the way up, so I think I sound good.
On a scale from 1 to Sean Milkey, I'm probably a Will Francis.
I was going to say Will Ferrell. Actually, no.
I have no idea who
he sang
people
in Stepbrother, so he sang pretty much.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
So what kind of music are you guys listening to?
Mice and Men right now. Their new album is up.
Did they drop?
Ice Nine Kills.
Ice Nine Kills.
I just heard
yesterday.
One of their new songs that Ben showed me. That was pretty
amazing.
Fantastic. I've been really liking Memphis Mayfire lately.
Yes.
I'm excited for
Memphis
their new
is
album.
My
Yeah.
That, apparently they dropped a new album this week.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That's exciting. I listen to all my music through Spotify,
singing.
So.
Yeah, more singing. Which
more vocals.
We'll see what happens.
That seems to be the reoccurring theme with bands who have dropped already dropped three albums.
Mm-hmm.
There's more singing, because screaming will friendship your voice up.
Yeah. Matty already has a really good
I don't know why, I just censored myself. Screaming will fuck your voice up.
Yeah. But who else? I think Pierce the Veil is supposed to put out a new album this year, too.
Finally. No one cares about Fallout.
I found the Empire's going to Warped Tour. Yeah.
I think Pierce the Veil is my new favorite band.
Like, I like them. I just started listening to...
They gave us a shout-out at Warped Tour last year. They did. That? And then, on Twitter. Yeah. Like, after they stopped the show to say, you guys are fucking awesome.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty much how that happened.
I could have died right there. Been totally happy. Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, that was exciting, but that was not my okay-to-die moment.
Matty Mullins from Memphis Mayfire gave us the goat to throw our basket at in Proving
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was awesome.
We could probably put that video up, because it's on my...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we will do that. We'll find that video, we'll put it up. And speaking of link dumps, I decided maybe, so don't quote me on this, that instead of retroactively adding link dumps, I'm going to proactively add them when I build the topic list, because then it's easier for me, and I'm not quite as lazy at that point. So, it's gonna
work. Fantastic.
Outstanding civilian.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. So speaking of things to proactively add to the link dump that I won't add because I haven't made the list yet, that naked guy in the hotel, you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, this is great, because we're all on Reddit. We'll fucking see everything. But... That's pretty fantastic.
I feel bad for the dude.
You know, we should probably describe the video for those who haven't seen the video yet.
What I don't understand is this man is coming out of his hotel room, I guess dropping off the tray from room service.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's completely naked.
Who does that? First off, I want to know why he was naked.
Like, what makes you think it's okay to walk out of your hotel room butt-ass naked? What if a little kid walked by?
In defense of
that he did look.
I was going to say, he did kind of peek out.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Look,
but it would have been very easy for somebody to walk
just
out of
to
the
walk
room.
Just to walk out of the room, yeah.
Right.
In defense of my fellow stupid people, I walk around my house naked all the time.
Yeah, but it's your house. You're not in a hotel.
Right. And so anyway, what happened is he walked out of his room and sat down the tray outside and went again naked. And then the door shut and closed behind him.
Which, if anybody's ever stayed at a hotel, you know that you need a key to unlock the door every time it shuts.
Yeah.
Right. And so he
and
was
obviously
like
he doesn't have any pockets,
naked.
So key wasn't.
He
an
could
option.
Have put the key like wedged the key in
right, his
ass.
Ass crack.
And it would have stayed.
Thank God I did this
between his balls and shaft, just like right in the gooch.
All right, so we all
there goes
what?
The penis. What? Yeah,
5 minutes. 5 minutes in? Good. Good record for time to death.
Anyway, so this guy. Realizes he locks himself out. He tries to get in his room, and he's like, puts his head on his door. He's like, "Damn it!" Two guys walk by, and he like covers himself, and then he has no choice but to go down to the lobby and tell them he needs a key.
Right. So he picked up the food trays actually that he had just left outside to cover himself up as he,
which didn't do a very good job.
No, it didn't, but it did cover it.
And then the elevator.
There's a mom and daughter in the elevator.
I thought it was
and
a son.
Oh, son. Okay, and he had the audacity to walk in there.
Yeah, I would have let it go.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not going in here.
I'm good. I'll wait for the next one. You guys go along.
I'm not that ashamed of my body.
Hold on. First, he had the audacity to even think of using the elevator. I would use the stairs. No one uses
that's
the fucking
true.
Stairs.
That's true. I did not think about
that. Yeah, but if somebody was using the stairs coming up and you were going down, they get a full front of you.
Yeah.
Everything. Just bouncing
bouncing off the fucking monitor.
But for what it's worth, maybe
ping,
he was
ping,
in...
ping.
Maybe he was in a really nice hotel. He was like on the 30th floor.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk down 30
floors. You didn't really want to walk
if
down.
If I was naked,
like,
I would walk down 30
floors. I liked how he pushed the buttons, though. Like, respectfully, didn't remove the tray and push the buttons. He kind of humps his way towards the button.
But it worked well for him, sort of.
He was at the counter, though.
Until he gets to the counter.
Yeah,
that's probably my favorite part of the video is when he's trying to talk to the guy.
He's talking to the guy, and the guy says, "All right, well, that's fine, but I'm going to need your ID." "Sir, I'm naked. I have no clothes. I don't have my ID with me. But, sir, I just need your ID." "I can't do that. I'm naked, man."
Good times.
Naked time.
That was a good naked time.
All right, so speaking of being naked,
yes. Yes.
I got this new...
I can't do it now.
Joey.
I got this new shampoo and body wash that has like...
Good transition, Joey. Speaking of being naked, I'm naked in the shower. Speaking of showers...
I'm naked underneath my clothes.
Anyway, it's got mint in it, and so it's like...
Joey's so excited about this goddamn body wash.
Gets him off every night so fast. He is so excited about it.
Tell us about your body wash.
How many showers do you
take? I don't even
want to
fucking. We'll just
how
skip
clean
the party.
Do you need to be?
I should have known better than to bring this off.
Joey got like a minty body wash and shampoo. And I know what you're talking about because one of our friends has this body wash and it's mint. And I, whenever I took a shower at his house, it creeped me out. I didn't like the feeling.
Yeah, well, it like cools you down, so it's almost like a burning sensation. But
it's almost like icy hot, but no hot.
Yeah.
It's icy.
But and it's not nearly as intense either. It's just kind of...
Yeah, it's not.
How does it feel on your balls, though?
Ben asked different. Yeah.
Why is that everybody's first question?
Because it's the most interesting question.
Like, nobody cares about what it feels like. My back, but my testicles. How's that?
You know, I give a story on Reddit.
Giving your little sperm children an ice bath. I'm working them out. So
on Reddit.
Sorry, inappropriate. Sorry, Joey, go ahead.
The most inappropriate starting episode.
Yeah, we're only 10 minutes in, and there's been like 2 minutes of appropriate conversation. but anyway, on Reddit, do you guys subscribe to R Today I Fucked Up?
Oh, no, I should.
They're all great stories.
Are they?
And I just read one about a guy who used Nair, which is that thing girls put on their legs to just... So they don't have to shave. It just kind of takes their legs off.
Oh, no.
It takes their legs off.
Sorry. Takes their legs off. Why is this on the market shelves?
Takes their leg hair off. And so this guy was showering at his girlfriend's house.
You really
want
to lose weight. Thunder thighs be gone. But continue.
This is a beautiful podcast.
This is great. I'm loving it. And so anyway, and then he put it on his balls because he didn't want to shave.
No.
And he left... Apparently, he didn't bother to read the bottle, which I guess says, like, 10 minutes or something. And he was watching Adventure Time. So he watched an hour worth of Adventure Time.
No!
And he felt his balls tingling a bit, but he said, you know, it's probably normal. It's taking my hair off. I expect it to burn. Mm. Well, apparently, it just basically skinned his entire genital region. And, yeah, and then he had to go to the hospital. And he was bleeding, and it was awful and terrible.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not supposed to put that on sensitive areas, though.
I wouldn't put that on down there anyways.
Well, because he didn't want to shave. He just wanted to...
I'll shave my nuts. I do it all the time.
All right.
You gotta be really careful.
Yeah, you gotta be real careful.
Like, you gotta stretch it out.
You do? Yes, that was the trick I learned.
You gotta stretch him out. That is the trick. Get a bat wing.
Too much detail. Let's quickly segue out of this. I had more to talk about, but I'm just gonna segue
real
out.
Real quick, kids. Don't be lazy. Shave your nuts.
So Amazon's pretty fucking great, especially with Amazon Prime.
God, you should.
Joey is desperate to change the subject.
Well, I'd like it if the whole podcast wasn't about fucking testicles and vaginas.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So, anyway.
Fetus.
All right, I'm done. Amazon, no, you're right.
No, I have this problem with Amazon where I'll get bored and I'll start shopping. I'll be like, yeah, it's only $10. I don't really need it, but it's only $10. I'll go get it. So, like 3 days ago, I...
Sound like Stewie.
What was it on there? Reading a book?
But I ended up spending like $60 on shit I didn't need.
Joey, that's not the only thing you do that with, though. You do that with Steam.
Well, yeah, Steam's aware. We talked about that last time, but I'm actually finally... I'm admitting my problem, and I've played two of the Steam games I bought like a year and a half ago.
Let's take a minute to give him a round of applause.
Hey, and that's another one of my great life goals. That should be a real life achievement.
Yeah. I should play the video games.
Up there next to my using a full tube of toothpaste.
Yeah.
You've never done that?
I did for the first time. We talked about that last podcast.
What?
Well, I'm... Because, you know, you crumple it all up and you can't really use the whole thing. That's what I'm saying. This is the first time I've done that. That's why it was such
an accomplishment. It's common sense. Yeah, that's common sense.
Joey's one of those people who want to watch the world burn because he squeezes his toothpaste from the middle.
Hey, but no. Now I fucking did it properly, and that's why I announced it last podcast. Thank you. I was proud of myself, too.
What happens... If you have like a crumpled up thing of toothpaste, and then you have no more toothpaste to use, you don't sit there and try to squeeze out the little bit of it.
No, he doesn't buy some.
Because I'm a fucking adult, and I'll just go buy more toothpaste. I'm not gonna.
At like at 12 o'clock in the morning, fucking midnight.
We're all that cheap.
No, I'll just wait
till next year.
Joey.
Nobody has money here.
I don't have money either.
$4.
I have enough money to go find fucking
Joey. Is one of the resident Jews here?
Just
spent
89 cents to buy one of those travel toothpaste.
So far, this podcast, we've offended all these different types of people.
Yay! Offensive nature.
But it's okay, we're Jewish, so we can offend Jewish people?
Yeah. Jewish guilt or something like that?
Yeah.
Jewish guilt?
All right, so anyway.
Money.
But yeah, so I've started playing State of Decay, which... Have we talked about DayZ yet on the podcast?
I don't think so, no.
But basically, DayZ is like a...
The most realistic zombie.
Super
is that
realistic
the one
zombie
we always
simulator.
Talk about?
Ooh,
probably.
Where can you get this at?
Steam.
Ooh.
It's $30. It's in alpha, so it hasn't officially been released.
Let's give the whole story here. First, it was a mod for Arma 2.
Yes.
And there was a free mod, but you had to pay for Arma 2. And recently, like, I'd say less than a month ago...
It's a military simulator.
Okay.
Right. Less than a month ago, the people who made DayZ released a standalone version of DayZ that wasn't the mod, and it's an alpha early access on Steam, and they've sold over 1 million copies already at $20 a piece.
Wow. $29.99.
Sorry, $30 a piece. Wow. So that's a lot of money really fast.
I need to put Steam on my PC.
You do. Hold your horses. There's a thing on it, and there's a very clear disclaimer. It's in all caps lock. It says, do not buy this game unless you are planning to, like...
experience alpha problems.
Yeah, because it is glitchy as all get out.
I mean, it's a good game, but I'd wait probably at least a year, maybe. But in the past...
for open beta, at least.
Yeah, in the past, the developer's shown he's not rushing stuff, which is good, because it means in the end it'll be better.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, I'd wait for however long that would be.
It's pretty cool, though, because you could, like, take your shirt off and... disassemble your shirt to make bandages.
Really? Oh, I didn't even know.
No, it's legit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you get bit by a zombie, you keep bleeding until you find something to bandage yourself up. It's not like, I'll start recovering my health if I wait long enough.
Yeah.
You bleed until you die.
Sometimes you'll die really quick, so unless you have band-aids on you, you're fucked.
And you don't get your stuff back when you die.
You die and that's it. This map is 25 square kilometers.
What? It's what the actual equivalent of Russia, was it?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's fucking huge. No, Russia's fucking...
So I know, it's huge, but the map is based
on Russia, yes, but Russia is much bigger than this.
But it's a huge map, ridiculous.
Wow. I mean, it would take you a couple hours to go from one end of the map to the other edge.
Really? Forget that, it'll take you a couple hours to find your friend if you're playing with someone.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Game,
yeah, it's hard to find each other, and it's a very slow-paced game, so you have to invest a lot of time to get anything.
Yeah.
And you spawn with nothing, so chances are you're going to die a couple times before you get good.
And there's also groups of... like bandits who are really good and have really good equipment, and they will go around, and if they find you, they will fuck your shit up.
Okay, that reminds me of this. There's actually two stories that I just heard about DayZ that are actually really cool. The first one was there was a group of, I think, 3 or 4 people who were really high level. They had lots of awesome items and stuff, and they would go down to the beaches, which is where everybody spawns, and they would capture these people.
Oh, yeah. They also had a helicopter.
Did they have a helicopter?
Yeah.
And so anyway, they captured these people, and they didn't want to die because they didn't want to lose their stuff. And they'd make them walk to their base or wherever, and they'd like follow them so they couldn't run away or they'd shoot them. And they'd gather like 4 or 5 people that were kind of new but still had weapons, and then they'd make them fight to the death. Like,
and
total massacre.
Winner takes all.
Yeah, and the winner takes all and the winner can go, but the other people have to lose all their shit. And
no, then, that's not the same group I was talking about then.
And then, but like, if one guy tried to run away...
they'd kill him.
They'd kill him. So it was like you had to stay and fight to the death. It was the creepiest, like, real-world shit in a video game.
There was another group of bandits I read about in a gaming magazine.
And these are all random people?
Yeah,
just random people. And that's what makes this game so special. It's not so much the zombies. It's the fact that you're dealing with real other people, and you don't know if you can trust them or not. It's either, I can team up and get stuff together, or I'm going to team up, I'm going to turn my back, and they're going to shoot me in the back of the head.
Let me break it down for you. Unless you are in the same room with that person, you can't fucking trust them. They will kill you.
Probably. I mean, there are some nice people.
But no, there's another group of bandits who have a helicopter, and that was not the group that I was talking about, or that you were talking about.
Okay.
But these guys have a helicopter, and they will find people who are being attacked by zombies, and they'll save them from dying, but in exchange, you're captured, and you're now their slave. And what they do is they'll take you to their camp, and they'll put you one-on-one gladiator style with another survivor, and...
that sounds like...
It's pretty much the same thing, but they don't let you run. They don't let you go free after you win. You have to keep fighting until you die.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
I would just die.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, if I had the thought that maybe I'll get free one day, then I'd do it. But I'm not gonna waste my time on that.
No, they
keep just keep fighting them until you get to a higher level, just like they.
Yeah, just
be like
it's not really levels. There's no leveling in the game or anything. It's just whatever weapons you have, you just have to get better weapons than them.
Well, what's the zombie mode like? Is it like they're scattered out or they're hordes?
Yeah, they're scattered out. I don't think there's any hordes.
Slow paced, fast paced,
variety. There's different ones.
Once they catch on, from what I've seen, once they catch on to you, or once they see you, if you're in their range, they will chase you down.
I've run for a good, 30 to 45 minutes before I've lost the zombie before. Your best bet is to run to water and get in the water, because they sink.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, the whole reason we brought up DayZ is because I've been playing State of Decay.
Also a really good zombie game.
Really good zombie game. It's kind of like DayZ, but on a smaller scale and no multiplayer, which is kind of a downside, but it's still a really good... kind of story so far, but the gameplay's a lot of fun. Lots of different zombies, and they have hordes in there, and it's pretty good.
Yep. You get to build a town. God, I can't talk for
nothing. Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
All right, man. You get to build a town, and you get to, house survivors, and there's an achievement for keeping so many survivors alive until the end of the game.
Yeah, and it's cool because when you make friends in that game, you can then switch and play as that friend. But what happens is if any character dies in that game, they're dead for the rest of the game.
What?
So you, when you lose somebody, you lose them for good. Damn. And they do have leveling in that game. Yeah. And so, nice. You know, you'll lose your nice character. You're like, shit, well, now what? So it's important you kind of keep all your characters
that's
close
enough. I might play that. Nice. That sounds like fun.
That's good. And that was only... Also on Steam. I think I only paid $10 for that on the Steam sale.
I need a computer.
Well, it's a 360 game, too. It actually was originally a 360. It's an arcade game. So
I can get it on arcade.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like $20 or $30 on arcade on Xbox. It's
still not that bad.
Speaking of Xbox, do you have an internet adapter that you don't use?
No, but I have yours.
You have mine?
Yeah. We talked
about
this.
That's where it is?
We've talked about this the last two Let's Plays we did.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because when we did our first unreleased Let's Play...
Ben, I'm going to just dig out your throat if you can't get the meat.
Please do it,
dude. God, that's going to kill me.
But, no, remember we brought your... I think we brought your adapter.
Yeah, we brought my Xbox and my adapter. I just didn't know I left it here.
You did. We even, you and
I
me.
I thought I left, no. I gave it to Dan.
You and I have had this conversation, and you even said last time, I thought I gave it to Dan. I said, no, it's right here.
How am I so retarded?
I don't know. But
can I have that back so I can play video games now?
Yeah.
I've been I've been itching and fiending and going through video game withdrawals.
I've been playing a lot of League of Legends.
Yeah,
I haven't even touched my 360 in about a month now.
I was going to say, I have, other than Let's Plays, I haven't played my Xbox in probably a good year. Because I have a gaming PC. I mean, there's no...
Speaking of MOBA games, has anyone heard about Infinite Chaos? I think that's what it's called. It's a DC-style League of Legends. Or DC League of Legends style game.
Speaking of more ball games, you know Nintendo's coming out with a new console?
Oh, are they already?
Yep.
Are they going to fuck this one up, too?
It's
probably not, because they always go, good console, fuck up. Or actually, no, good console, fuck up, good console.
But this one, I think it's
going to be... But the Wii was kind of a fuck up, too.
It's the best-selling console of the generation.
But who do you know that plays a Wii?
I don't. I had it, and I never played it. Mine just sits there.
Exactly.
No one touches it.
Mine's over there.
But the cool thing about this console is I believe it comes with a handheld. It's called, like, the Nintendo Fusion.
Sure it's not the Wii U? Because that's
totally
came
out. Actual two-screen, two-touchscreen LED handheld.
Hmm.
And, it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
I haven't heard about it.
It's supposed to be coming out in... we're not going to get an announcement at E3 this year, but we might be getting one next year coming out 2016.
It's kind of far. Yeah, but, I mean, I guess...
if they're trying to rush it, it'll come out next year.
They shouldn't rush it, because that's how they fucked up the Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they also... I feel the biggest
problem...
Because
their sales are bombing right now. Their stock dropped like 18, 17.
Yeah, well, they just announced that their sales were like... They're like their expected sales would drop like 25%, and then their stock dropped because of that.
66%. They cut from 9 million Wii U units down to 3 million. 66% cut.
Ben is our new numbers guy, because I don't remember any of the numbers from the articles I read, but he seems to get them all. So,
nice.
That's him. But I feel the biggest problem with the Wii U is the marketing. Because to people who are buying a Wii... The Wii U doesn't sound like a new console. It sounds like an add-on, kind of like the Wii
Motion Plus. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And so there's no... I haven't seen any real marketing for it. I don't have cable, but I still haven't seen any ads or commercials for it or anything.
Yeah.
And to people buying it for little kids, they have no idea what the fuck it is.
Another thing with Nintendo is there's...
No games.
No games, because there's no third-party support.
Right, well, and I think the reason for that is their controllers are so drastically different from the other consoles. You can't have the same type of game... On the Wii U, as you do on the Xbox or the PS4.
Yeah, the fucking Nintendo 64 controller. There's three different handles.
Wait, that was like, fucking three generations ago.
Who cares?
That's not relevant anymore.
Nobody ever went back to anything like that. Like, it was just...
But that was the first console with a joystick.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And all the consoles have joysticks now. So,
yeah.
But
that's true.
Yeah. Wii needs to make, like, a really cool... I think it'd be nice if Nintendo made an awesome next-gen Metroid, Zelda... Star Fox, like go back to the originals.
Yeah, you know what I really want? I want a
make
good,
them amazing,
a good Metroid game. Not other.
I think I would play Star Fox if they remade it.
All the Metroid Prime games were awesome, but I would love a new 3D side-scrolling Metroid.
Okay,
I would also love if there was actually a Metroid title scheduled for release sometime in the near future.
Or at least announce that one's being worked on.
Yeah, right. Give us something.
Because the game that really got me into gaming was Metroid Prime on the GameCube. compared to the other Cube games in that generation.
On the
Joe, I didn't know you were alive when GameCube was out.
Absolutely. I had a PS1 and a Nintendo 64, so fuck you.
Oh no.
Ouch.
I had Pokemon Stadium.
Do you ever have a Nintendo?
I had a Sega Super Genesis Nintendo. And a Super Nintendo.
I have a Nintendo original NES now.
But you do, it's right there.
Yeah, it's back here.
Yeah, PlayStation 1, 2.
So wait, what games got you guys into gaming? What was your first game that you like really, really remember liking?
Gauntlet Legends.
Never heard of it.
Ooh.
That's like a PlayStation N64? Game.
No, it was an arcade game.
It was an arcade game, and then they ported it to PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation
and 64, I believe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because that game was... I remember playing something like that when I was a kid.
This is the first time I've ever heard about that game.
Gauntlet Legends? Awesome. It's the four-player thing. Like, every arcade has it.
Maybe I've played it, but if I have...
Well, old-school arcade has it. Yeah.
What the fuck happened to arcades? Like...
They're still around, I think.
Yeah, but not really.
Not as much as they were back.
You've got like Game Time and GameWorks and stuff.
No, but there was like Aladdin's Castle. You remember that?
Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland.
Well, what was that place? The Hip Hop Soda Shop.
Yeah.
You guys used to go.
Oh,
to?
Oh, that's not around anymore. That closed down.
Did it?
It was kind of a year. Man. It closed down, but that was bomb, dude. We love that place.
Well, they were giving away a lot of stuff for free. Like I did a backflip while playing Guitar Hero,
and we got an hour of VIP for free, which we never ended up using. But
what is the fact that they were giving it away?
VIP
as a private room.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Private gaming and stuff.
Joey has no idea what any club related terms are. VIP. Like,
they had a cool theme. I just wish.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good idea, but poorly executed.
Yeah, probably poor business.
The whole hip hop scene.
Yeah,
was if you actually made a gaming restaurant that attracted gamers.
Yep, that would have been nice. But they had like a hip hop, like a DJ. There was a recording booth in the store or in the restaurant.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to miss.
It is.
Like,
it was really
and
weird
gaming.
In video games.
Because I've always wanted to open up like a kind of like a newer arcade style bar type place, which is kind of like bar foods like wings and burgers.
There's a place like that called EXP somewhere in Canada.
I'm not going to go to fucking... I'm only going to Tampa.
I know. I'm just giving you an example that somewhere like this exists.
Yeah, right?
It was actually an Indiegogo campaign that got funded. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start a fucking Indiegogo campaign.
Let's do it.
But if we could open up one, like, with Xboxes and PS4s...
The cool thing about the hip-hop soda shop is you have the tables in front of the TVs. Uh-huh. It's like, all right, there's an Xbox over there.
Exactly.
Here's your controllers.
Here's your
what
food.
Games do you want to play? Here, you want to play Halo with your friends.
They
you're
had
playing
a menu
Halo
of games
with your friends,
that they had.
And, you know, you sit there and play, you get your food, you eat, you go back
you're
and play
playing
again.
It.
Yeah, that's what I would want to do. Like, start something like that.
I mean, I feel like that would be awesome.
And then maybe you pay it by hour. Just do something
that's
real
what
cheap.
They
do
did.
Small
$10
entrees.
An hour,
that way people just pick and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want a full entree. Like, you don't want, like, pasta
we'll have, like,
or something.
A couple
you have
on
to
the
try.
Bed.
Yeah, maybe right. a couple, but.
But you know,
mainly,
let's
like,
not
works.
Reveal
our
business
plan.
Yeah, don't steal
this
fucker.
We'll just cut this out. We'll cut this out of the podcast.
No, we didn't get too into detail, but that would be something I'd really like to do.
That'd be fun.
I'd be so down for that.
Yeah, and you cook, so you could be our chef.
Yay.
Yeah, go Sai.
I'll be the manager.
Nick has been in wait staff for the longest
7 years.
Hospitality is the proper term.
You can manage the front of house.
Yeah.
The servers.
You know, my grandma.
The servers. Fuck
my grandma used to own a hotel. That she.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Long time ago.
I drink a lot, so can I be like the mixologist?
Also, there was a bartender and.
No, there's a difference. There's the mixologist who makes the. Or plants
I don't
the
know
drinks,
if I would want to do an alcohol bar. But I don't know.
Yeah, that would be bad because if somebody got like drunk and they got pissed and throw a controller through
TV. Or you could do it like later at night because I feel like a lot of teenagers, like high school students, would like to go there and hang out, which would be a huge market for us.
Yeah.
But again, here we are talking about our secret business plans.
All right, we're done with this. But that would be cool.
Again, don't steal this.
Yeah.
If you steal this, we will find you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we will kill you.
And Liam Neeson quote here. All right, anyway. So, and the other game I've been playing is... Far Cry 3, which I know
you just
of,
started playing that?
Just started like
oh,
2 days
really?
Ago.
I beat that game.
Awesome.
Like,
yeah, I'm
ago.
About 30.
Did you get the DLC for it?
Not yet, but
get
I
it.
Am gonna get it.
It's fun.
Get the DLC for it.
I'm like maybe an hour in, and it's really good so far.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with the story because.
No, that story is incredible.
Don't tell me anything.
I'm not going to, but.
Because Far Cry 2 story was shitty. It was so bad, I didn't even care to finish it. I had a lot of fun with the map editor on Far Cry 2, but. The story was nobody cared.
The storyline in Far Cry 3 is just amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely one of the best storylines ever.
And Far Cry 2 had this really annoying mechanic where you had malaria, and every like 45 minutes or so, you'd have a malaria attack, and you'd have to drive across the fucking map to go pick up your malaria medicine and take it.
Why couldn't you
totally
bring it with you?
That's retarded.
Because it was limited supply, so you'd have to go, you'd have to get your mission, you'd have to kill this person, and you'd come back and get your malaria medicine and that's how you survive. And it really had nothing to do with the story other than the fact it was, you had malaria.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
I never played Far Cry 2 or 1. I'm glad I didn't.
So it's like, here, we're going to make you waste more time on the game by making you drive all the way back across the map.
It was really annoying.
I would have just died.
So, back to the conversation prior to this one. The game that got me into gaming was...
Oh, right, I forgot. We didn't
get around to this. Ben.
I know.
Well, we didn't even get to fucking Nick.
No, we didn't.
I would say Contra.
Contra? I have heard of Contra. Never played it.
When I was a kid, my granddaddy took me to a yard sale, and he got me a Super Nintendo.
And,
he took me to yard sales, flea markets, you named it, and stacks of that I now own, that are in my possession again, of...
Oh, you got them all back?
Got them all back. Of nice. Nintendo games.
Where were they?
My dad's house. Ugh. He had them in storage, and he's like, oh, look what I found. I'm like, I've been asking you for these for years.
And, hey, but you did finally get them back. So
but it's... guess what? Guess wasn't it? What wasn't in there?
What wasn't in there?
Contra. Yeah, really?
Oh.
Contra. But Zelda was.
Hey.
You don't have the Zelda Gold Edition, do you?
I do.
Isn't that worth like $3,000 or something like crazy?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that I don't know was so like intriguing. I don't know.
Is it?
I could be wrong, but I feel like the gold cartridge version of Zelda is worth a significant amount of money.
Yeah, I have the key for it. I think it came with a key or something, too.
That's probably worth even more.
Yeah.
But I don't have the key.
Oh.
I had good
the
job.
Key. I have the key.
Wait, I still think even the cartridge is worth a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at talking.
Yeah, we just suck at talking. Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a lot of Mario's back, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt!
Looking at, I'm trying
do
to get
you have the gun?
I'm trying to get a gun right now.
Okay. I think but they have them at Plane Trade.
Go to Plane Trade.
Yeah, this is the crappy part. It came, my dad found the console, he cannot find the controllers, nor he can find the wiring for it.
Go to Plane Trade. They have all
They do have all the old classics.
You can get an Atari there.
And they even have the repair parts. Like, when I bought my NES, it was like $40, but it was broken.
Your NES.
NES. Fuck you guys.
Not Super Nintendo, just the regular NES. Oh,
but it was broken, and I needed the new 72-pin connector, the part you plug the cartridge into. Mm-hmm. I think it was $10 online. Got it, installed it myself, super easy.
Wow.
And I saw they had the same parts at Play and Trade, so you could go there.
Nice.
Do that.
So you don't have to order it online and wait forever.
Right. But I got that.
Although with Amazon, you can have it the next day for $3.99.
Jesus Christ!
Amazon Prime plug.
So, yeah, Far Cry, though. No,
Far Cry's good.
Great game.
Yeah. Fantastic game. So what the fuck happened to game streaming? Do you guys remember that when... I think OnLive was the big company that offered game streaming. Anybody remember?
I kind of remember it.
I don't.
Basically, you paid a monthly fee, and I think it was $30 a month, but I totally pulled that number out of my ass, so whatever. And what you would do is you'd get this console. And it was a real simple console that just streamed the games... from the online servers to your TV.
Digitally.
Okay.
I remember this now.
I'm intrigued too. Yeah.
So you could... I want to say you rented the games, or maybe you bought them. You bought them. So you buy the game, and then you could play it on your TV without having to pay for a console and without having to buy a PC. And you could play PC games on it too, if I remember correctly.
That's neat. Do you want to know what happened?
What happened? Yes.
Steam.
Steam happened.
Steam, the PS Network, and Xbox Arcade.
That's true. Between all those, I guess the idea of streaming it... And I feel like unless you have really good internet, streaming games probably was not very enjoyable.
Probably, yeah, not at all.
I mean, because the delay between pushing something on the controller and it moving... Because none of the calculations were done on the console. It was done on their servers and then sent back to you, so...
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Great idea and concept, completely fucked over by the bigger guys.
Yeah, and by the bigger guys, we mean the ISPs of America, which are notoriously terrible.
Insanely salty pussies?
Internet service providers.
Oh, okay.
Try again.
Yeah.
No,
we
did that one.
Yeah, you know, we got really far away from the whole dicks and vaginas, and here we are back in the dicks.
Right,
we
always come full circle.
We're really close.
It's important. The last part of this podcast has got to be dicks.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of terrible ISPs, and I think we talked about this last podcast, Verizon was approved to charge Netflix extra money, like the company extra money, to have faster access to their internet to provide for their customers.
I think we talked about it, but I didn't think they approved it.
The court approved it. That's what I was... Maybe I didn't make it clear last time. They approved that Verizon could charge Netflix extra for providing their level of service to their customers, so only on their website. Wow. But Netflix made a statement, I believe it was today, that said if Verizon follows through with what they got approval to do, Netflix is going to begin provoking their customers to protest against Verizon.
Yes. Dang.
So getting that official statement to their customers that's like that, pretty fucking serious deal.
Yeah, if Verizon goes through, then Verizon's going to get fucked bad.
Yeah.
Because everybody uses Netflix.
Yeah, I mean,
we talked about this last time, how Netflix was way better than Hulu.
Right, we did, and I can't remember what it was, but something like 80% of internet traffic is Netflix or YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, so the other 20% is like your Facebook and all that other stuff. And that's not to say the number of visitors that high, but the amount of data transferred.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a huge deal.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, I can see why Verizon would want to charge extra for that, but that makes them terrible fucking people. So.
Yeah.
But in other countries, like, because right now, I want to say Verizon's top service, and it's like $180 a month or something, and it's for 50 megabits per second download and 30 megabits per second upload. Which, I mean, is good. That's more than I ever
need. Is that just for internet,
though? It's not Google Fiber, though.
No, it's not Google Fiber, which is a gigabit per second, but we're not even talking about...
Yeah.
And that's only $70 a month. Yep. Plus it has cable.
What?
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
It's only no in, like, two cities in Kansas, and it's about to be in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Let's move to Texas.
It's going to be a while. It's slowly spreading, but...
Like herpes.
It's going to be...
No, not like herpes. It would actually be great if it was spreading like herpes, if we'd already have it, but, that...
Zing.
Thank you,
Joe, are you saying that you have herpes?
I'm not sexually active to have herpes.
No, oh, come on. Why not?
So anyway, back to ISPs and my slow... We're a faster internet, but compared to other countries, we're like at the bottom of the fucking list.
What?
Like, South Korea just announced that this year they're going to have 300 megabit per second downloads on their phones.
Wow.
What?
So that is 6 times faster internet than I have at home that I pay $180 a month for.
They're gonna
on their fucking
phone.
Phones while they're walking down the street.
I feel what? Really yeah. Shitty about my 4G LTE.
Right.
I'm going to take my phone and throw out the window. I'm like, what is this shit?
I'm going to South Korea.
I can't believe I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, you know, moving to South Korea? Not a bad idea.
No, that's still a bad idea.
That's still a really bad idea.
No, South Korea is the okay one. It's North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea is.
Yeah, but they're right next to each other.
Yeah, but they,
but South Korea, we get shit like Gangnam
style. Like
50 style.
Feet away, you're
yeah,
in North
yeah,
Korea.
No, yeah, but we're good.
Yeah, Gangnam
we're
style
good.
And stuff.
That came from North Korea?
South Korea.
Yeah,
South
no,
Korea.
Okay, that's
we're good with
yeah,
South.
North Korea is a bad place. Yeah.
Artillery strikes come from North Korea, and they hit South Korea. So that's why we're not going to South Korea.
Nah.
No, but I don't think they'd hit South Korea. I think South Korea is too close. I think they'd hit. They hit like America.
Just remember, North Korea's
like the missile. They don't even launch it. They just throw the missile.
Lob it over the border.
But apparently, the border between the two countries is just like a fucking door with a guard at it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently, all the North Koreans.
Just a door. Like, there's no wall. Just a door in the middle
door.
Of the field.
The door.
South Korea.
There's a wall, but you know, you just walk through the door, and then on the other side, there's North Korean guards, and on this side, there's South Korean guards.
That's weird.
It's yeah. Just filled with guards. Yeah.
And I guess what South Korea does is they find the biggest and meanest looking South Koreans to stand at the door just to intimidate the North
yeah.
Koreans, who are these, like, really
that.
Short people. So you have, like, these...
There's a picture that's, like, North Koreans, South Koreans.
They're the two
yeah.
guards standing
that's
next to each
great.
Other, like, at the gate door thing. And the South Koreans are, like, 7 feet tall, and the North Koreans are, like, 5.
Dude, I would do the same shit. And
yeah,
I would
exactly.
just make fun of him.
Yeah, but the leader of North Korea is one crazy motherfucker.
Did you hear what he did to his fucking uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess his uncle did something bad, and he fed his uncle to 40 dogs that had been starved for 3 days.
It wasn't just his uncle.
What
it was his uncle
fuck?
And, like, a few other aides. And it was 120 dogs that had been starved for 5 days and were becoming, like, ravenous, and they just let him go.
Yeah.
To attack him.
To attack his uncle, because he did something he didn't like.
He tried to overthrow the leader of the country or something like that.
Yeah.
It was good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
No,
I
the leader of North
worked.
Korea's a douchebag.
No, I wish it would
no, he's saying good for the guy
oh,
who started the uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for the guy that got eaten by dogs. Good for him. He tried.
But you know, A plus, yeah.
You have to try and fail, you get eaten by dogs. Just that should be a quote in life.
No, and it's funny because North Korea's
if at first you don't succeed, try again with a tank.
Oh, true.
North Korea's is really like secluded information area. So like all the citizens are forced into believing that like the emperor or what is he an imperator?
He's nothing.
Wow,
emperor?
Really?
The dictator.
Is that a new
the
word?
Dictator.
You just made up?
There you go. The dictator.
The emperor dictator.
Emperator.
Yeah.
Emperator.
Emperator.
That's great.
Can we get that on a shirt? Imperator? I am the Imperator?
Yes.
So anyway, the Imperator of North Korea. I don't remember where I was going with this, so somebody could...
They make the citizens believe that the leader is, like, a god.
And, like, he controls the weather, so if it's raining, it's because he's mad at the people of North Korea. And so, like, and he'll have to go around the families.
They're pretty fucking stupid if they believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
But if that's all they've believed all their life, that's what they believe.
Remember the book. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And...
the bigger South Korean guards and the smaller North
Korean guards. Right, right, that border. Exactly that border. But they're believed that he controls everything, and he'll go around and, like, visit families and stuff for the media, but the families are forced to, like, be happy and excited for to see him. But you can't kind of see it in the pictures, like, they're smiling, but they're crying at the same time. So it's pretty fucking rough.
They've got guns on the back of their heads. You fucking smile.
But apparently, if you go to North Korea as, like, a traveler, you can do it, and you don't have to abide by any... I mean, you have to abide by the rules, but not necessarily their laws. But they're very strict about them, so you can't, like, record them or anything. But there will always be guards with you that kind of escort you throughout the town, which is almost, in a way, kind of nice. Because it's like having your own private tour guide when you go to North Korea.
You're not going to risk it.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk it either.
I don't want to go to North Korea.
Because if that guard doesn't like me, because I'm a smartass and I'm an asshole, if I just start picking on that guard, he's going to be like, you know, motherfucker, just shut up.
To the dogs.
To the dogs.
American tourist gets lost today.
Never to be found again. He was in North Korea. Not sure what he was doing there, but he was there.
You heard the noodles were nice.
So just to be stereotypical, I also was reading about Japan, which is another Asian country. Yeah, they're close on the map, I think.
Yeah, you could probably throw a rock at it.
Nowhere near him.
You know, no, if you're looking at a map, you could probably throw a rock and hit one or the other.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, in Japan, it's very custom that if you're sick, you wear a surgeon mask, or not a surgeon mask.
I see that all the time, like, when like random TV shows or random commercials, you see Japan, you see like 50,000 people wearing...
Right, and it's not the healthy people that wear them, it's the sick people to avoid from spreading the germs to the other people.
See, that's smart, we should do that here.
We should.
But we're lazy and we don't give a fuck.
We are, but it's also at the same time, like, really creepy and scary, like...
I don't think oh, they're sick, I want to
stay away from them. Well, it's very, like, zombie apocalypse.
I'm going to stick my thumb in his ass.
What?
Good job, buddy.
What the fuck?
Stop getting people sick. You're
what?
Great.
No.
No?
But anyway, back to... It's kind of creepy.
Nobody congratulates people like that?
No.
No!
On, like, a zombie apocalypse level, like, well, shit. Should I be wearing a mask, too? I don't know.
I should probably go to apologize to a couple people, though.
You probably should. It's in your best interest.
Good job.
Yeah, but every time I see those surgeon masks, I think of that game on iPhone and Android, Plague Inc., where you make your own disease to kill...
Oh my god, I played that. The game was so good.
Fuck that game. I hate that game. It gives me nightmares.
Did you guys ever play the game that was based on, which was... it was a Flash game?
No.
There were two versions. Pandemic. It was Pandemic.
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 I've never played Pandemic.
It's basically like the same game, but it's Flash. And there was always this problem where Madagascar only had a shipping port. There was no airplane port.
Okay.
And so that's like a going joke on the internet that you never get Madagascar. All right. So anyway...
Good story, Joe.
Yeah. Good job. You did that one.
So the good news is I edit so I can cut out all the parts where I sound like an idiot. You guys are fucked.
Thanks, Joey.
I'll just cut out what you say in a different order to make you guys sound dumb. It'll be great.
Just randomly, I'm just going to start saying, I'm going to put my thumb in his ass. That's it.
Yeah, they just hear me saying on there, yeah, I sucked his dick.
No.
Don't use that fuck.
God, you guys are setting yourself up for failure.
Put my thumb in his ass. Yeah, I sucked his dick.
Here we are, talking about dicks again.
Wow, that was real quick. But back to talking about sick people. I'm kind of sick right now, and I sneeze a lot. And even before, just because allergies, I sneeze, like, all the fucking time. And nothing pisses me off more than when somebody says, bless you, before I'm done fucking sneezing.
Ooh, I'm that person.
Like, sneezing. Yes, no, that's...
I try to take your sneeze away.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I'll say watermelon.
Like, fuck you guys.
Popcorn. Bro,
it's like getting you blue balls of the nose.
That's a perfect explanation. God, that's so bad.
Because you want that sneeze.
And I know it's kind of personal, or like selfish is the word I'm looking for. But it kind of annoys me when people keep saying
personal,
bless you.
Offensive, selfish. Three completely different things.
They're just being
all
nice.
Applicable to Awesomeware employees.
But anyway, it's kind of selfish, but God, I can't stand it. I know they're trying to be nice, but everybody sneezes. We don't have to say bless you every time, and
no,
it's annoying.
It's manners.
It is manners, but you don't have to.
Politeness.
It's annoying.
I say bless you when a hot girl sneezes. That way she knows it. I keep like around a corner and I hear her sneeze. I'm like, bless you. Peek my head out. Like, oh, she saw me. She knows I'm here. She's going to walk in that corner.
3, 2, hello.
Hey, you remember me? I said bless you.
I said that. And nice exactly. to meet you.
But no, because I just I keep sneezing and people keep saying,
good sneeze.
All right, I'm done.
You die, nothing happens.
Anyway, so I keep sneezing. People keep saying bless you, and it's like the 10th time in the last hour that people say bless you. It gets annoying.
I say smite once you. In this
whole
smite
you? Okay.
Smite you.
Okay. I'm going to say bless you more often around you. What shall we?
Oh, great.
We're going to say it even when you don't sneeze.
Just to get you, on your nerves.
That'll be the new way
you, day, buddy.
That'll be the new way you greet me. Just bless you, Joey.
Bless your soul.
Bless your face.
But you know what else annoys me about greetings? There's two of them, and one of them is when people fucking hit you as a greeting.
Oh, fuck that.
Who the fuck does that?
I don't know anybody.
Douchebags.
Douchebags. Oh, like,
yeah. Hey, dude, how's it fucking going? Like, you didn't have to hit me.
Or like, they punch you in the arm, like, what's up, champ? I'll fucking kill you.
So goddamn.
I know a couple guys like that.
I think people don't do that to me is because if they hit me, I hit them harder. And
you're right. I should start hitting people back.
See, there's this one guy that comes into my job. He's really cool when he's sober.
We haven't talked about your job yet. They all know what we do, but what do you do?
Yeah, I'm a server at a bar in Soho or South Tampa, which is like the ritzy part of Tampa, and this trip is...
It's where all the drunk college kids go. Don't let them lie to you.
Drunk rich college kids.
There you go. Sure. Better word it. It's a good scene down here. We got a lot of celebrities. It's pretty fun.
Do we?
We got a lot of baseball players, WWE superstar. Sheamus is in our building every Friday and Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah, he is a big motherfucker. He's really cool. He brings his hot-ass blonde in there. Yeah. Oh my god, she is gorgeous.
Probably his girlfriend.
Probably. Good for him, though. Good for him.
If he always brings that one, either he spends a lot of money on escorts, or it's his girlfriend.
No, he's not a bad-looking guy.
You said escorts, plural. It's the same girl.
But what were we talking about?
What you did at work, and somebody's
guy that hits people.
Oh, yeah. So, he comes in, you know, he's really cool when he's sober, okay? And, he gives you the same greeting every time he sees you throughout the night, but it intenses. So he'll give you the handshake and the, hey, how's it going, man? And he's really polite.
The touch on the shoulder.
Very gentle. And then at the end of the night, he's like, sup, brah? Wow! I kind of have to brace myself. I'm a big guy. And he's not...
Nick makes us all look very tiny. Nick is like 6'4". 6'4".
I thought 6'4", 240.
This guy's like
58 pounds.
Get it.
Which is good for you. I don't know if you mind me putting your business out there, but Nick was pushing like 300.
365.
So
Nick was a fat motherfucker.
He was basically fat. And Nick has lost over 100 pounds.
Get it.
I mean, he looks pretty good now. He's 6 foot.
I lost an Olsen twin.
Yeah.
It's because you ate. Yeah.
Exactly. I worked her off.
But yeah, he's just he's so rough. And I can always tell when he's drunk because he just walks around with this sadistic smile on his face. Like, he's about to do something.
Like, I'm going to punch the next motherfucker I see.
He's like this. It's like...
Oh, good. Well, everybody in the audio podcast can see.
Just imagine the creepiest smile on someone's face.
Wide-eyed.
Wide-eyed and drunk.
Yeah.
And here to
But, like, he's really cool, though. He is really cool.
It's just the hello part, right? The greeting.
He's like, hey, man, when he's drinking, and he's, like, 8 Jameson and Gingers deep, and, like, he knows how many shots. Because I'm feeding it to him.
Would it be a responsible
My sister literally threw him in a cab once. Like, called him a cab, and he's, like, stumbling over, and she opened the van door and threw him inside, closed it, and gave the cab driver his address. Because we had his address on file.
Yeah, but
he literally, like, stumbles. Stumbles into our restaurant, and he's like, I need a cab. And so we'll call him a cab.
That's good, because you don't want to put him in a car.
He comes to the job all the time. He never drives. So
that's responsible.
He's smart about it. But
yeah, I mean, if you're going to be an alcoholic...
It's more than just alcohol, trust me.
Oh, okay, well...
Because when he starts dancing, he's not drunk. He's not drunk.
He's out of his mind.
He is rolling face right now.
You know the other greeting that really bothers me? Is when people, like, walk by, and you're not stopping to say hello, but you're just kind of passing by, and people say, what's up? You don't care.
Yeah.
Or they give you the what's up nod.
No, the what's up nod is fine, but the question what's up implies I need to answer. And well, clearly I'm going somewhere. I don't have time to fucking stop and tell you what I'm doing.
I think you're the only person who thinks about these things, Joey.
Probably. Yeah. And you know what? You don't fucking care. And then I feel like I have to say, oh, what about you? But I really don't give a fuck.
We're going back to the whole manners thing and people being polite.
And Joey has no manners.
Joey doesn't want anyone to be polite.
Fuck everyone.
The proper manner would be like, hey, that's fine. Hey's okay. I'm okay with hey.
I always say hey.
But asking...
What about hey, what's up?
Exactly. Hey, what's up? It's a problem. Because I have to answer, what is up? What am I doing?
Hey, or like, you say, hey, what's up? Say, hey, what's up to me. What's up? Oh, not much, man. Just got off work.
Yeah, I don't care that much. I have places to be.
He's talking about, like, if just a random
we're just
person
walking
past
if
like, you don't know this person?
Like, if you're at the mall and something.
If I don't know this person, or even if I do, but
so if a chick is like, hey, what's up? You're like, oh fuck on. You. That's what you're telling her now.
I don't care. I'm walking, all right?
Well, not if it's a hot chick. That's a different story.
Then your argument is invalid, then.
Fuck you guys.
Basically what he's saying is...
A dude cannot say what's up to you.
Yes.
Because you get offended. But if it's a hot chick...
You're saying you're homophobic right now. Yeah.
What do you have against
this? I just don't care. And same thing when people ask, how are you doing?
Such an asshole.
Fuck you guys. I'm an asshole, that's right.
I'm not the asshole this podcast.
Because I don't give a fuck what you're doing or how I'm doing, and I don't want to know how you're doing.
I thought he was an asshole.
Sorry, guys.
I'm pretty dead. And then you come along and just steal that crowd.
Joey, I like this one.
He's a sociopath.
Castigate him like a little old lady passes by Joey. She's like, hey, what's up?
Go fuck yourself.
She just gets a middle finger straight to the face. He kicks her cane out.
It's crazy.
It says, I have things to do.
Things to do with the icing on the cake.
Oh my god. Wait, what's our next topic?
Alright, we're at 53 minutes, so that's when we gotta cut out the 2 minutes of laughing.
No, it's so rich and beautiful.
I'm just saying, cut out the laughing part, because that was... All right,
no, anyway. No, keep the laughing. Laughing in there. You gotta leave at least a few seconds of laughing.
No, I mean, there will
there's
be
like
laughing.
A solid minute
just not the full 2 minutes of laughing, because everybody else will find that as funny.
When you can't hear us laughing, because we're laughing so hard.
All you hear is...
That
you can cut out.
Alright, so anyway, I guess we've established I'm an asshole. I don't care what the fuck you're doing. Alright?
Fuck all ladies.
Ladies.
Alright, so now that we've thoroughly made me an asshole, I'm gonna sound like an asshole again for bringing this shit up, but that's fine, whatever. Really pisses me off when people overanalyze TV shows and movies.
That pisses everybody off.
Okay, good, because like, I'm sitting in a movie, and Daniel's a big problem with this.
That's no name true. Dropping.
No, we've no, already before. Yeah. Oh. He's fine. It's just random.
Mexican?
Mexican.
Oh. Like, all right, now we've offended the fat people, the Mexicans, the gay. We've offended everybody.
Well, no, we're just stating his ethnicity. He's Mexican, thus Mexican.
Well, he's... whatever.
All right, so anyway, we'll be sitting in a movie, and it's a pretty shitty movie, but it's a movie. And like 10 minutes in, he'll be like, oh, well, he's the one who kills her at the end. Well, thanks for ruining the rest of the fucking movie for me.
Well, it's not like he's seen it or anything. Let's just make that clear. It's
no,
just he overanalyzes it, figures out what's going to happen, and then announces it to everybody.
Right. It's like, because when I sit in the movie, I just want to watch it right now. I don't want to think about who right. it is, because it makes it more enjoyable not to worry about it, try to analyze it or whatever, because you're going to find plot holes. And I don't want to do that. I just paid $11 to go see this movie. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
See, but at the same time, if Dan has come to the conclusion... We've all probably come to this conclusion.
That's true.
Right, but
we don't want it announced.
But even if I haven't, I don't want to know it, because I just want to watch the movie. I don't want to know just how it ends.
I want to be in a movie with Dan and him get it wrong, and at the end of the movie be like...
Throw the rest of your popcorn in his face. All that melted butter at the bottom.
Pour your soda on his crotch.
Fucking stupid!
God, I would love to do that.
Joey would do that.
Yeah, because I don't care what the fuck he's doing.
Can we do that? Like, take Dan to a movie and have Nick sit behind him. We'll sit on either side of him. I'll sit in front. And, like...
The whole time, just throw popcorn at him?
No, like, at the end of the movie, Nick just dumps his popcorn.
I was
throwing mine
a massive
backwards.
Big bitch slap from behind. Just, like, with popcorn in hand.
Smack him! Or...
You were wrong.
Nick's getting his fucking wiener wanked right behind
him. Oh,
come on, the back of Dan's head or something.
Again, we had successfully diverted the podcast from dicks, and here we are
and
talking about dicks
again. Popcorn on it, so it just sticks there.
And I
like,
shoot.
Like a popcorn
pie. Oh, my God.
I have dodged my own
all right, we're done talking. All right.
We're done with dicks.
It's a skill now.
Any shooter, I think, is...
All right, that. So, yeah, so speaking of, I, you know,
I gotta do my plug.
I have
50 points.
You know, I had a really great part about popcorn, but fuck it, I'm gonna skip the popcorn part because now we've
popcorn's delicious.
I love popcorn,
but have you had
movie theater popcorn?
Have you had it with the popcorn movie theater crack salt?
Crack salt? Is it called crack salt?
No, it's not called crack salt.
Okay, well, you can't call it crack salt then. Because
is it like crack salt, like you want to shoot up crack salt, or like...
Kind of,
you
but...
You crack the salt.
No, like you want to shoot up crack. It's super good.
Salt? No,
but it's flavored salt. It's flavored salt. They have like this white cheddar flavor.
Right? Oh, they sell it at the supermarket.
They do. It's not as good. It's not as good, but...
I get the...
You can buy it from the movie theater.
The cheddar, and I just...
The white cheddar or regular cheddar?
Regular cheddar.
White cheddar is so much better.
But what I wish I can do is next time I go to the movie theater, I want to take a little ramekin from my job, put it in my pocket, and shake it in there. That way throughout the movie, whenever I get to the middle, it's not really lathered up too much with the stuff. I can just dump it.
Oh, see, what I do is I get a sharing bag, so I put half of it in the sharing bag and half of it in the regular bag.
You can do that?
Yeah, just ask for a sharing bag. They'll give you a plastic bag to put half your popcorn in. So and usually,
Joey figures out about toothpaste. I figure out about fucking sharing.
But usually, me and my dad go to the movies together, so we'll get a large popcorn. One of us will get the sharing bag, and the other, and so we'll just put it in, and then we can mix it all up, and it's all throughout the popcorn.
Damn. You know where we all need to go as a collective group? Cinebistro. We talked about it before.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
How about this? Whenever
I brought you up to my girlfriend's parents, by the way.
Oh yeah,
they went to they were going to Cinebistro.
Oh yeah,
we went there. We actually had to watch my girlfriend's little sister. Anyways, they were telling me, the parents were saying that, I was like, where are you guys going? They're like, oh, we're going to the Cinebistro, the one where that guy got shot at. And I was like, oh, really?
Wait.
My friend went to
there. Wait, no. Hold on. Where is your girlfriend?
No, you're talking about Cobb.
There's two Cinebistros. One's the one in Wesley Chapel, which is the one where the guy got shot at.
Okay, never mind.
And then there's one in Hyde Park, which is not the one he got shot at, but that's a way nicer Cinebistro.
No, they went to the one where the guy got shot. That's why I brought you
up. Okay. Well, I've been to both, but anyway.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, we're going to the one where the guy got shot. And I was like, oh, my friend Joey went there 2 days after that happened.
To see the same movie.
I'm like, yeah, he's an idiot. But they went to go see something else. It wasn't Lone Survivor.
Disney's Frozen.
How about this? No. Whenever I get five sales in my paycheck, I'll take all you guys out.
Okay. Well, and that's that Nick's new second job.
Yeah, I got a second job. Because I like making money.
Yeah.
And I like doing nice things for people.
So we'll go.
Get paper. Get that paper. Make that bread.
Being an irresponsible
adult.
Eat
them potatoes.
Getting the money.
No?
You know, speaking of being an adult, I feel like there's certain things that at a certain point in your life, as an adult, you should stop doing. Like opening fucking doors into your toes. Like,
that's just clumsiness, though.
Yeah, but I've been alive for 19 years. I can't figure out how to fucking open a door without
hitting
my toes.
On stuff.
Oh, like, bro. My hip is a danger zone to anything hip level.
Chairs.
Tables,
fucking
chairs.
Walking in chairs. Again, like, as an adult, I know where my hips are. They haven't moved.
I have a laundry basket that's broken, and the plastic is broken, so it hangs off a little bit, but it's on the outer edge of it. So if you walk by and you're too close and you, like, rub your knee on it, that thing scrapes the shit on you. I've done it, like, at least 15 times since I've been at my mom's for a week.
Right, it seems like at this point in your life, you'd be old enough to not do that anymore.
Yeah, you'd be smart enough to move around the fucking laundry basket, but instead I want to play fucking soccer with my knees.
Exactly.
Today I stubbed my toe at the gym. Now, this equipment has not moved for the 10 years that the building has been there, and I still managed to stub my toe on the tumble track.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Every single
stubbing your toes on shit, same deal. Like,
I know that feel. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's alright. One of the guys on our team ripped my fucking toenail off in practice.
Ooh.
I practice without shoes on because I'm an idiot.
I got shoe raped tonight.
Did you?
Shoe raped?
Yeah. Right. Well, from my chest...
Oh, yeah, he's got...
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see this.
We're going to have to take a picture of that for
rough.
The not linked up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then there's...
So
anyway,
is that
was...
A fucking cut. She did that.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Name drops and call it a cut? Shit.
Ben just dropped three names.
I know who he's referring to.
Yeah, you know what I'm referring to.
And she is a jerk. I hate you and I hate stunning with you.
There?
P.S. Fuck you for the black eye.
What?
She gave me a black eye.
Oh, I thought I said black guy.
I was
Jesus.
Like, you're doing
racist.
Something about black guy.
Wow.
Oh, we did a black joke. Not bad.
Wow, all right. So we need to make a list of people we've offended. And once we've offended all the types of people,
fuck
then we'll be
people.
Good.
I feel like that list is too long. I think we should make a list of people we haven't offended.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, slowly check them off.
Have we offended the Jews yet?
Yeah, we started this podcast first. The offending the Jews.
Damn.
We offended Asian people 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, alright, so back to being a responsible fucking adult. You know what else pisses me off?
What else?
When adults piss on the fucking floor in a public restroom.
Piss on the floor, piss on the seat.
You know, we mentioned this earlier, like it was going to be a topic, and I want to let you know, you have a small penis. Like, you have to have a small... Because guys with big penises, we don't know where it's aiming. We can't see the head of our dick sometimes. We looked... I don't...
Is that, so that just means you're fat.
Just me? No.
No, that means you're fat. No, that just...
I can aim my dick pretty well.
Yeah, but it shoots
I'm
in different
huge,
directions.
Well,
okay, all right.
It's
all right.
A fucking maybe, urinal.
Maybe
you
not
have
a penis
an entire,
size.
Like,
maybe not
area.
A penis size. Maybe it's a sex thing. I have a decent
maybe they just
of sex.
Got done having sex. We all... Well, except Joey. No, when you get done having
Stan,
sex and you go to go pee,
it shoots.
It's just like
stand closer to the goddamn urinal.
It's not that.
I'm not talking about urinal. I'm talking about
okay,
a toilet.
A toilet,
for example.
I don't ever.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the toilet.
I work in a bar.
Urinals.
People piss all the time. I don't know. They think it's funny. I guess.
They're that's like, what I'm saying. I don't get it.
Clean it up.
Like you're a fucking adult. You know how to aim your fucking penis.
You know what
this
sucks? One of my shoes has like a hole in it, so whenever I step in water, it gets absorbed through it.
Exactly,
my
and
socks.
That's piss.
And I go into the bathroom. I learned this one time, and I stepped in a puddle, like peeing at a toilet. I'm like, why is my shoe? No. And I looked out, and there's piss everywhere. And so for 4 hours, I had to work with random pee in my shoe.
Ooh, right, that's what I'm saying. So
that's nasty.
Like, being a responsible adult,
my shoe off. God. It's just one of the things that you had to smell, but you really didn't want to,
no,
but you're just curious enough,
bullshit.
Like...
No, I would never be fucking curious for that.
No one here is curious about smells?
No.
No.
Wow. Nick is the only one that's curious about any smell.
Yeah, he's probably the same guy who, like, wipes his ass and then smells it.
He does.
Oh, no, fuck that.
No?
He wonders what the corn smells like afterwards.
Yeah.
Ew.
You do. Oh, no.
God, am I going to have to do these, like, immediate segments again?
I smell my plugs.
No, I smell my plugs. I do that too. My industrial.
That's gross.
My lip rings. No.
We're not talking about butt plugs. We're talking about gauges.
Yeah, my lip ring
is pretty bad.
All right. So moving on. Another thing about adults that annoy me is adults who talk like texting languages. Like,
oh, when people do like capital letter, low letter.
I bet you
R. No, like instead of spelling out "Are you here?" It's the letter R, the letter U here,
or her.
Like,
are you
R? I didn't even say R, I said R.
Like, we have full keyboards at this point with autocorrect.
Whenever,
it's not hard to spell out a fucking word.
Really whenever I see that, I'm like, obviously, you didn't get your GED.
Apparently. But well,
I don't know if it's just me, but when the only word I do that with is like probably. I
like
say probably. With what? I don't put the extra A, B. It's just P-R-O-B-L-Y. Probably.
Yeah.
Because you say it. You don't say probably.
I was gonna say,
I'll
say like, because that's
probably.
Like,
I say prob. Like, I'll probably be there.
You said probably be there. You said probably.
I said prob.
You just said.
I'll probably be there.
You just said
it
again.
I did it again.
So it's kind of like gonna. So I'll give that one to you. That's fine. But it's replacing words with letters. Because you don't... I mean, never mind.
No, I feel you, though.
Yeah,
it's you, the R, the
right,
Y.
Like, we, like,
and then putting a 1 in there somewhere.
Right, we have full keyboards.
The dollar
we can spell out words. We're not retarded.
2, 2, and 2. Also just replacing.
And then
the
like at the very bottom, it's like XX, Tay, baby. 1, 2, 3, XX, heart.
Exactly.
Hey.
Like your sister's email?
No.
That's a legit question. You just said Tay.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Thinking about your sister?
Fuck you. Fuck. Okay, cool. Fantastic.
I was going to make a sexual joke like Ben and Andrew, but I didn't want to get hit because I see how you hit them.
Pretty hard, right?
Yeah,
it hurts.
Stop making jokes about your sister because that hurts.
It hurts.
You know, I don't know why, but the first time I met your sister, which was like 4 or 5 years ago at this point,
she
hated me for no good reason.
My sister hates everyone she meets.
Like, the moment I walk into the door...
She has a vendetta as soon
like,
as you make eye contact with her. She's like, I'm going to get you.
I never talked to her before.
I'm
going to
make you feel so low and like shit.
Yeah, I didn't even know. It was fucking... I mean, now we're okay. I mean, we kind of like occasionally talk if she's at the gym or something. She's nice, but the first like 2 or 3 years I know her, absolutely hated me.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason.
You start on her shit list, and then you have to work your way to her good side.
Yeah, that's how everybody should be, though. That's a good way to live life.
Like, I'm always going to be on her good side. Like, she spoils me at work. We work together, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was kind of like, when she was like, hey, are you guys hiring? I'm like, not really. And then one day, I went to work, and my manager's like, Your sister just applied. I didn't know you had a sister. I'm like, she did what? But working with her is not really that bad. She's a solid wingman, I'll tell you what.
Is she?
Oh my gosh, she helped me with this group of like five girls. And
she'll take the fat one every time.
We pretty much just like being her.
Offended the fat
they were pretty cute. There was like this one who I was like, I want her. And we just kept bringing rounds of shots and drinks, and I was talking to the one I was interested in. And then my sister kind of like got everyone else to come to the bar to take the shots. Left me alone with her. I'm like, damn, Taylor.
Wow.
It's like, get it. And she doesn't eat her food rarely. She'll get like a filet mignon, take two bites of the steak.
Your sister doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm full. You can have this. I'm like, yes. And then the cooks fucking want to marry her. They all call me...
Everyone wants to marry your sister.
They all call me brother-in-law in Spanish.
I'll be honest, I have no desire to marry your sister. No offense to...
Everybody in Soho wants to marry my sister.
I guess I
don't want to say marry...
Next topic.
What's
Noki.
The
I like that. Noki.
Yeah. The chicken Noki at Olive Garden.
Really good soup. I like
Noki.
Am I the only one who likes that?
I like it. You know, Lisa made it herself even better than Olive Garden.
My bad.
It's dumplings. Yeah, it's chicken and dumplings.
It's like Italian word for dumplings.
I feel like they could make it better.
I feel like psychic.
Well, Lisa made it at home and hers was better.
I quit.
You quit?
Did you quit Olive Garden?
God
quit
damn
Olive
it, Garden. I wanted free Olive Garden.
Wow.
Wait. You were working at Olive Garden and the bar?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
If I would have stayed at Olive Garden, I would be working like three jobs.
Right, well, yeah, exactly.
So, that's right.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
every other Sunday,
decision.
I would be at Cheer Express doing
the stunt clinic.
Right. And I just, my time, just, I had no time for them. My goal is to make enough money to stay at Benefit and maybe one day at Cheap. Because I do like the company. I love the people I work with.
At Cheap or Olive Garden?
At Cheap.
Okay.
Like one day a week and just to stay there with that. Because the employees there are really close. They're really cool. And I just don't want to leave that just yet.
Well,
you know, stick it out for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
They already said I can come back once I come back from New York. So we're like, yeah, we'll put you on the schedule.
You said Cincinnati.
I was going to say, is Cincinnati in New York?
I'm living in Cincinnati and then driving to the Bronx. Was it Cincinnati? Connecticut.
Yeah,
Connecticut. Sorry, Connecticut.
I was about Cincinnati.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. I'm not great at geography.
I'm living
but
in Connecticut, working in the Bronx.
I'm not good at geometry, but
I'm sure that's
geography.
Really far away.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to get shot.
No,
and now we've offended everybody in Cincinnati. Great.
No, in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Well, I thought the same thing, too, but when they announced it to us, I was like, oh, shit. Everyone else is like, yeah, the Bronx. I'm like, well, what the
we're gonna
hell?
Get shot.
Why are you
yeah.
so excited? They're like, people, you make money in the Bronx.
Because everybody wants alarms.
Everybody wants alarms. Well, I figure, like, he's really thirsty, and he's drinking water. And it's only, like, one.
So let's drink beer to dehydrate ourselves.
Bud Light is water.
Alright.
That's a fact.
Moving on.
Bud Light is disgusting.
Joey's just mad because he doesn't know anything about drinking.
Bud Light is like piss. It's like drinking human urine. So now we've offended the Budweiser company.
Fuck you, Budweiser.
Doesn't Budweiser stand for something like really long? Like,
yeah, Budweiser.
No.
Oh, it does. Is
it, it stands for something.
Under...
What?
Yeah. I thought you were the one who told me.
What the fuck? No.
Well, if I had my phone on me, I would Google it.
I'm not that smart.
Sorry, no phones. I do have the iPad. I could Google it on the iPad, but I'm not. I'm
like,
we'll
it's
do
not
it
that
later.
Important.
We'll do it later.
Nobody really cares.
Yeah.
We're going to forget about it in like 10 seconds.
The podcast listeners, they can Google it.
There you go. You
go
guys
fucking
Google it.
Wait, I have an idea.
You let us know.
How about instead of us making a link dump, we can have the community build the link dump.
I was thinking
us.
We could hire an unpaid intern. That's what I was thinking.
There you go.
We
can't hire somebody.
We can have
paid.
An unpaid intern. We can't hire one.
We can't hire them.
Whatever the term would be for having an unpaid intern.
We'll have a slave.
All right, what's the next topic? Let's move on from this bullshit.
All right, well, the next one on the list here, and talk about great segues. Dumb trends. I really hope the mic...
Me too.
What was that?
He looks so proud. He has his hand on his hip, and he's just looking at the ceiling.
Ben just farted, so if that didn't get picked up,
what was the great segue?
Alright, dumb trends that people do, like wearing high knee-high socks, not knee-high socks, but like
ankle socks,
high ankle socks with slides. That's the dumbest fucking look.
What slides?
Like the flip-flops.
Oh god, I hate that.
Right? Thank you.
Like, I want to step on the back of your flip-flop,
shoobies.
Push you over,
that's
pull your
called.
Flip-flop
shoobies?
Off and beat you to death with
rocket
it.
Rocket power?
Oh, holy shit, yeah.
Yeah, shoobies.
What?
They were called shoobies on Rocket Power. I remember that.
What's Rocket Power?
How do I remember? I remember this,
wow.
And you guys don't.
You guys suck.
What's Rocket Power?
It was that show on Nickelodeon.
Woogity, 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 woogity.
Yeah, I was just neglected as a child. I didn't have shit.
Apparently.
Your childhood sucked.
It did.
Basically,
I had car seats as a couch.
Kids, you did skateboarding and surfing on the beach in California. And whenever the tours came, you can always tell because they wore socks with their sandals, and so they would call them shoobies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun fact for you.
So anyway, stupid trend, but now it's actually slightly cooler because that's what they called them on Rocky Power. But still fucking stupid.
It is stupid.
Also,
you look like an idiot.
People who wear hats and then keep the stickers on them.
Oh, I just want to pull them off.
Like, what the fuck
I
is
watched,
the point of
that? When so they can Peyton Manning, when they poor. Won the playoff game, they're going to the Super Bowl. Spoilers. they gave him a hat and he peeled all the stickers off. I was like, that's my dude.
Yeah, right. Good for him. Nobody cares about your fucking hat size. See, because I got shit to do.
Why do you leave this? What's the purpose of leaving the sticker
so on? People know how big their head is.
I don't want everyone to know I have it like number 8, an XXL head.
I know, because I have hood friends. And so they can return it.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, but they would
have sweat stains.
I was going to say, that's not their plan. They're not trying to return these hats.
You could smell
they just smelt his hat. For those who are we were talking about Nick's obsession with smelling things. He took his hat off and smelt it.
But no, okay, it's herbal essence, and it smells amazing.
Smell? I asked one of my friends.
See, it smell really good. Smells good, guys.
It smells good.
I asked one of my friends / acquaintances who does that. And I was like, dude, why do you leave the sticker on? He goes, oh, because I don't plan on keeping this. I'm going to go return it and get a different one.
Yeah, no.
No.
To match
that outfit. That started a big thing. Like you see people wearing like clothes with tags on them. It's not because they forgot that they left it on. It's because they bought it that day, and they're only wearing it that day.
Maybe that's true for other stuff, but it is absolutely a trend that people just like to leave the stickers on the hats.
It might be.
I mean, Coney 2012. Anybody remember Coney 2012?
Segways are weird.
Yeah, they are.
I still can't believe
no, that I don't know.
You don't know about fucking Coney 2012? That was
there's no way you missed Coney 2012.
I really swear to God in my life. I know
you
what
it is. Cy was apparently on drugs during this time.
Only answer.
What?
I said only answer. He was on
only
drugs.
Only answer, yeah. You what must have been on...
You guys know I have a daughter, right?
It was
a joke. Cy was having kids. He was too busy having kids to watch the news.
Yeah, no, I really don't watch the news, though.
But
that's
no,
one
like,
of my main things.
It was
I don't
all
watch.
Over the internet. It was all over the place.
It was in Africa, yeah. Right, that he did this?
Uganda.
Coney. Okay.
The guy.
Yes. Dumbass.
Coney yeah, the
2012.
Guy who, yeah.
That's what I just said.
The one who kidnapped all the little kids. All
right, so let me wrap
this. I had no idea. I remember hearing it, so go ahead.
Okay, so I'm probably the most educated on this story.
Yes, all because right. You put the most hate into it.
Exactly. So in 2012, go figure, this guy, I forget his name.
Coney.
No, it wasn't Coney.
We'll call him Coney.
No. Coney's the other part of this.
Oh, Coney Hunter.
This other guy, he was an American, made this like 30-minute long video talking about why this guy Coney in Uganda was bad because he was starting these like children armies, essentially.
Okay.
And basically he'd go in and make these kids kill their families.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, he kidnapped
But that shit happened in like... 2003.
Okay.
Yeah. But he came out in 2012 and like, so he did this long video with his campaign, let's get Coney arrested in 2012. Coney left Uganda back in like 2007. So this is like the most outdated story you could have had. But everybody was up in arms like, oh, we need to get Coney out of Uganda. And I said, y'all are fucking stupid. He's gone. That would be a complete waste of money trying to arrest him in Uganda. He left. The children armies are done. And everybody's like, no, you're just a hater. You're hating it because it got popular. I was like, no. Not a month and a half later, the guy who made the video was arrested because he got rich off that scam for doing drugs, and he was dancing naked.
He was outside naked. Right?
Yeah, he was outside naked, banging on people's cars, running across the top of people's cars. And I was like, so everybody who said I was just a hater, fuck you guys, I was right. Because I bothered to Google some shit.
That's why you wanted to tell that story, because
that's
Joey
exactly,
was right.
Exactly, because I'm an asshole. No, I'm not kidding. Jokes, but...
Jokes get shit to do. But no, like, to beat this dead horse... On the Coney 2012 thing, people were like, oh, vote for Coney 2012.
Well, that was
like,
another thing. That advertising was awful because you hear, like, Obama 2012 or the other guy 2012. So it really sounded like...
The other guy.
Yeah. So if you saw a shirt with Coney 12, I was like, well, I guess I should vote for Coney in 2012.
Where's Coney? I don't see him on the ballot.
Yeah, is he, like, a senator? Is he a...
Yeah, they still do good for us.
But no, like, I saw some...
I saw lots of shirts.
I heard he was really good with kids.
They were like, support Coney 2012, and I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
So, what else can we do?
There's a lot of footsie going on between me and Nick today.
Yeah, my big-ass feet and your little small feet. By the way, my feet are, like, huge.
Wait, what size
say about
you?
People with big feet, 15. Right?
15.
Yeah,
big socks.
Like,
you're a pervert, Joey.
My big toe ends where his pinky toe starts.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I wear size 9.
Weird.
I wear size 10 and a half.
I wear size 10 and a half. That's about my
yeah.
It's like 10 and a half, 11.
I have the smallest dick here.
Wow.
All right. It is. Back to it's this. Adorable, though. It is adorable.
It's adorbs.
I've seen it. It's like, oh, okay.
It gets Candy the job Crush. Done. Yeah. Who hates Candy Crush?
I hate Candy Crush, and let me tell you why.
No.
Sorry.
We're going to go to me.
No, hold on. Because I brought up the whole... I didn't even say the news story. I just said Candy Crush to Sai, and Sai was fuming angry. So I just want to...
Let's see why Sai hates
Candy Crush. I have lost so many friends to Candy Crush.
You're about to get them all back.
Really?
No, go ahead. But tell your story first.
Every single person I know plays Candy Crush nonstop. They're addicted to Candy Crush. There's a guy I work with currently, current tense, that he's a bartender, and he will go outside, not a cigarette break, he goes outside at least 5 times a night on a Friday night where we're busy as shit, and people are like looking, like, we'll call him Fred. His name's not Fred.
Where's Fred?
Have you seen Fred? He's always outside playing Candy Crush on his phone. All the time.
Seriously?
He's addicted bad. Another one of our friends, everybody knows her, she works at a hospital. We'll call her female person.
Female person. Fred is female person.
Plays Candy Crush all the time. She'll play it out on her phone until she runs out of lives. Then she'll go on Facebook and play the next 5 lives on Facebook.
Oh, so you have a different set of lives on Facebook?
Yeah. And you know what's so fucking frustrating is that you can't fucking talk to these people, just like Ben, when he's sitting there playing. You can't talk to them. They're so into this game, and I refuse to ever play or download this.
Well, because sometimes you're timed on those. Well, I've played Candy Crush before.
It's the same deal. You don't want to start meth because you're going to get addicted to it. It's just, that's the reason people don't
want to play mobile games to meth.
I watched a movie called Pitch Perfect. It's a musical. It's funny as shit.
I've heard it was good.
So if you want to kiss right now, is that a good idea? Should we kiss? Well,
no.
I've always thought about doing crystal meth, but then I go, it's probably a bad idea.
I know a couple of people.
But no, let me tell you why you're about to get all your friends back.
So this is why me and Ben are pissed off at the Candy Crush company.
Please tell me. Because as people who are trying to jump into the gaming industry,
we're making games.
The creator of Candy Crush, King, has a registered trademark that was approved by the U.S. government for the word candy in all gaming references and clothing.
So basically, if you have a game that has candy in the name, or you have a clothing that says candy on it,
you're in violation. King
can sue you.
Yes.
What the fuck? Are you shitting me?
Hold on. Not only can they, but as soon as they got approval, they started tracking people down.
On a slight level of being on King's side, part of having a registered trademark is you have to defend your trademark.
Right.
So in order to keep your trademark, you have to go out and say, hey, you're using our trademark and you can't do that. However, they should have not got a trademark in the first place. But more importantly, the government should have not allowed them to.
Yeah, it's such a common word. Like,
yeah. Candyland. That game's been around since
what? Oh my god,
the 70s or the
80s? They're going to sue Candyland? If they sue Candyland, I'll kill them.
Well, because I think, what is it, Hasbro owns Candyland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hasbro's probably got way more money than King does. And Hasbro's been around forever.
Well, no, because Candy Crush makes about $1 million a day.
Yeah, but Hasbro's been around since the 1980s. They probably have investments in a lot of other
things. Probably have really Hasbro, good lawyers. Bro. They've probably put a lot of money into their lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so I would imagine they're going to...
That would be a heated battle. I would pay.
It wouldn't be that heated. I think Hasbro would squash him in a heartbeat.
I don't know. Candy Crush is up and coming.
But, like, that has to be a premeditated thing. They were probably
I don't know any people that are addicted to Candyland.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So many people are addicted to Candy Crush.
I'm not going to trademark the name meth.
Yeah, that'll be meth.
Right, but, like, that had to be a premeditated thing. They had to think, you know, candy's a pretty popular fucking word, but we used it in our game. We should trademark it so we can sue everyone who says the word fucking candy.
Yes, fucking candy. As a
fucking candy.
So what if you just the word together, like fucking candy as one word? Could you get sued?
I don't know how that works, but I know like you can use candy spelled with like a K.
Is candy one word or two words? Candy Crush one word, two words.
I have it written as two words.
Two words. So you name everything Candy Crush one word. Fuck them.
No, if it has candy.
Ah, fuck you.
If it has candy in the name at all.
It's just put K for candy and K for the crush.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to name everything I do Candy Crush and just piss them off.
But that would be okay. But it's still, that was a really shitty thing to do.
That's low. That's low.
Yeah.
That's really low.
And again, like, Adventure Time has, I have never watched Adventure
Candy
Time.
Candy Princess or something like that. Or
Candy Princess or Candy Kingdom.
Candy Kingdom. Yeah.
Candy Kingdom, which they have on shirts.
Yeah.
Which goes against the trademark. So how's that work? Are they going to...
I think they're going to drop this whole
trademark. I'd like to hope so, because...
They're going to lose bad against some of these guys.
They're going to sue...
Everybody.
People who makes Adventure Time? But the shirt's been around way longer than Candy Crush or the trademark's been around.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... I'm interested to see where
maybe,
that's
going. Maybe they're trying to make the trademark like you can't name anything candy from 2012 or 2014 on.
I don't think it works like that.
No.
And even then, that's still equally shitty.
Yeah. It's still, legally. Yeah.
Well, no, because, like I said, as soon as they got approved for it, they actively started seeking out people who were using candy in their titles.
That's just ridiculous. Like,
it's super dick.
That's why I dropped that shit quick, because they're going to realize how many people have candy in their names, and those people are a lot more wealthy than they are.
Well, and there, I mean, because there are definitely lower-end developers that aren't, but you've got people like, again, Hasbro, who owns Candyland, they've probably got way more money
than Candy Mountain?
What's Candy Mountain?
From
Charlie,
Charlie,
no, they probably don't have that much money. But yeah, I mean, I guess
seriously, you can't go around saying, "Hey, I want to go buy some candy." You're gonna
you can have a game that has it in the title or wear it on a t-shirt.
Right, you can't use.
And what happens if you have a shirt that just says "candy bar"?
I like candy.
Right. Apparently, you can't fucking do that. So
we should all make shirts that say "I like candy."
I'm so gonna do it. Fuck you, King.
All right, so
we're starting the revolution.
Yeah. But
enough. Joey's thrilled.
Yeah. I'm not much of an activist.
Make you take up so much of his
calories. I am.
Because I've got shit to do, so I don't have to. Alright, I'm sorry, I'm done. I'm done. Man, see, I killed the joke for all of us, so I wouldn't fuck you guys.
I really have that to shit pee. Soon.
Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
I have to piss.
Alright, no, we're kind of on the home stretch here. But speaking of apps, did you hear about the Snapchat fuck up?
I did not. You mentioned this earlier, and I still want to know what the fuck you're talking about. Because I am a... What's it called?
Frequent Snapchat.
Okay. I am very...
So my dick does get sent out.
Oh my god. Jeez. Well, hold on. This is why you're going to be concerned in a minute.
Zombie Ninja.
What is the...
I.E. and...
Ben, you ruined the fucking... I had a great lead into that story. You fucking ruined it. Which gets me to another thing.
We're going to cut Ben out of whatever you just said. I want to hear this.
Now, first off, I want to pick on Ben again, like we did at the start of this podcast. He's also really bad about spoiling shit. Because he thinks it's not a spoiler.
Bro, okay, hang on. Let me tell you what he spoiled about my mom. My mom goes, we were watching a football game. Or we were going to watch the football game. She recorded them on a DVR.
Like so sad right now.
No, it's fucking... It's dick. Because she was like... She said something about the two playoff games that lead to the Super Bowl. It was the 49ers and Seahawks, and it was the Broncos and...
the Patriots.
The Patriots.
Okay.
And my mom wanted to watch the Broncos and Patriots game. And he goes... Stop. He goes... he says something about the game, and she goes, well, don't tell me who wins, because I want to watch it. And he goes, oh, well, the Broncos won. Like, just like that. And then she was going to say something about the other game, and he was like, oh, yeah, the 49ers Seahawks? Yeah, the Seahawks won. And I was like,
no, I didn't say that.
Jesus, dude. Like, he just ruined both games for her.
Let me say it from my mouth, because this is how I said. And she said, she didn't say, don't tell me about the game yet. Soon as she came in, she was like, oh, blah, 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 I TiVo'd the game, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, the Seahawks and the Broncos are in the Super Bowl. But before she could even say something, it was actually even before that.
It wasn't. I was sitting right there. He's a fucking liar.
No.
You're a fucking liar. I'm she not, was in the kitchen.
The problem
she
is said it's only something YouTube about story, so we'll never
she probably put her head down. She's like, my fucking son.
It wasn't that bad.
We will never reach the truth here.
It was my wife, because she said something about the games, and then he says, oh, the Broncos are in the Super Bowl.
And my personal experience, like with Doctor Who, Ben said something about the Christmas special or something, which he didn't find was a spoiler, but I did.
What? What did I say?
I don't want to say it because it's a spoiler. And I tried to block it out
off the air.
But no, I don't want to say it for myself because I've kind of forgotten it. I don't want to remember it.
Back to the Snapchat. I'm still...
Yeah, no, right.
Sorry. So again, Ben ruined the Snapchat. Sorry, it's okay, Ben. We still love you. You're still
government. Yeah, something to do with the government. Right. What happened?
So
more
numbers for you guys.
Good.
What is the specialness about Snapchat? Why is it so great?
Because it's 10 seconds and it's gone forever.
Wrong. Not gone forever. Apparently, over the last week or so, the government subpoenaed Snapchat to send over their files. Yeah, turns out they had all the pictures still.
No shit.
Yep. So it
saves it in like a Snapchat database or something?
Apparently. And they
you've got to be fucking
And so when people were asking,
me.
Like, wait, I thought they were gone forever, everybody was like, that Snapchat was just like, yeah, we might have said that, maybe.
Secretly, Snapchat's wanking it to all of
so
your pictures.
So basically, the NSA... Now knows how big every man's dick in America is.
They have a database. Know a lot about me that they shouldn't know about me. Right?
So they had gone through every picture?
I mean, I don't know the
Doubt
details.
That like, that's millions and millions and billions of pictures.
Supposedly they have pictures. I don't know if it's between certain dates, but they do have pictures that should have were supposed to be deleted that weren't actually deleted.
Wow. Who are they going to pay to go through all those pictures? Like,
I would go through those pictures.
That's a dick.
Well, yeah,
that's a dick.
That's a pair of titties. That's refreshing.
That's a dick. That's a dick and a pair of titties.
It's funny because I do stuff that might not be, you know, 100% legal, and I send it through Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no one's going to see this. Delete.
Well, apparently not. Anyway.
Nick takes a picture of his brown hole.
My moose eye.
Now the government's like, dick.
But you know,
so much hair.
It's a little refreshing and intriguing. A little.
Wow. All right.
Is he blurry dogging it?
Oh, here's the video. Oh.
It's bad. A happy face on.
Clever. It's bad enough we start talking about dicks again.
He made a snowman.
But now we have to go into detail.
Oh, we don't leave nothing out.
No, we don't.
Nothing.
Yeah, that was one of the parts I said. Let's not go into too deep a detail about that.
No, we got to cover all our bases.
Fucking listens. So weird. But like, what's your overall census about like internet privacy and shit? Like,
No, I heard what was it? Well, as soon as I was like, I heard brain shit itself. There's like data.
I feel like they're not gonna bother you if it's low level stuff. But if you're sending snaps,
no. Well, I just mean in general, like,
but government's like allowed to tap into phone calls now.
It's up in the air whether or not they're allowed to.
That's horse shit because police officers cannot tap into your phone without your permission.
Right.
How can the government just fucking listen to your shit?
Because, it's kind of a sensitive topic, I guess. Yeah.
That's just fucking bullshit.
The question is, are you really talking about anything on the phone that you really care if anybody hears?
Yes!
All right, see, on
what
the other...
What kind of illegal shit are you guys doing?
So we're not going to talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
Something about ghosts?
But I mean, like...
Ghosts?
Yeah, we have a ghost...
Speaking of ghosts, can we talk about some paranormal shit?
Not this podcast, because we're starting to wrap it up here. But next podcast, we can definitely talk about ghost stuff.
Talk some ghost stuff next
time.
Spoilers!
I want to have sex in the room with a ghost and get scared right before I come. I feel like it'd be an awesome orgasm.
Dicks and more dicks.
We're talking about dodging my cum.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Not him, but I'll take a message.
Then you'll never see him to deliver that message.
Joe, you know you're going to hell.
Can we...
Because that little old lady...
Not like he did anything wrong, but
here comes Mr. fucking Paris.
He just pushes the fucking person at the gate away, like, I got shit to do.
That's how I go to North Korea. I got shit to do. I don't got time for you and your bullshit dogs. Cool. I got shit to do, dogs. You wait. You wait for the next person.
I'm the next person.
Ben's following with the camera gear, like, what?
Good. Not paying attention. Can't be bothered to see what Ben's doing because I got shit to do.
Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
You guys are friends.
But we're friends.
We are, but not when I got shit to do.
Oh, okay. Great.
Remember, he doesn't even care about old people.
Right. Exactly.
Finger in the face.
Finger up the butt.
What?
What exactly is these things to do? This is what I'm curious
about. Things to do?
What do you have to do?
I got all sorts of shit to do.
Besides masturbating.
It's like 98% masturbating is what it's
2% editing our videos.
That's it. That's why he's in such a hurry. He's like, I've got to yank this one out. I've got shit to do.
This needs to be number 4 at 11:05. Because at 11:10, I'm getting on Steam. So it's about to happen.
What's wrong, Joe?
See, you're not denying it.
Joe's got a paper towel. He's ready to go.
He's waiting for number 10.
Actually, if you really want to know, I just coughed up some phlegm into my hand, so I put it in a towel.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, we didn't even know that.
Phlegm.
We're going to cut that out.
It wasn't phlegm.
That was number 11.
Okay, so you guys know at Walmart how they have that, like, cop cart thing that has a really tall camera on
it. Yes, I saw that, and I didn't know it was a camera. I just wondered what it was.
It was like a super high-resolution camera that also has, like, a super mega mic on it.
Oh, wow.
I thought we can listen to all the conversations in the parking lot.
What?
So me and Joey just started saying, bomb.
Bomb Walmart.
As we walked to my car.
That's great. So now with this podcast, we're going to be on all sorts of government watch lists.
I'm thankful that you tell me that, because Walmart...
Size taking pisses in the parking lot.
Speaking of that, there was a story where our friend took a piss in a mall parking lot, and we got pulled over less than a mile away from the mall.
Oh, yeah?
Because he pissed in that parking lot.
Yeah, the cop chased us down.
Yeah.
That cop was, he was ready to arrest somebody.
Hey, you pissed in the parking lot.
And so, like, so do you have it?
That's when you're just like, look, officer, I could not hold it any longer. I was about to pee my pants.
That's pretty much what he said.
I'm sorry.
I think we would have been okay if he pissed like on a pole or something, but he pissed on the back of another person's car. Oh, that's like, yeah. He kind of deserved getting arrested.
And I'm the asshole, right?
He didn't go to jail. He got put in handcuffs and he got a good talking to.
A good
don't do that again. Sir.
Don't piss on
a good point of the finger. Speaking about those
cop cameras though in Walmart or whatever, that and they're put there by the
police.
You're
sure they have microphones on them?
Pause it. You can see it. It's like a. It almost looks like a satellite dish.
It's probably won't be seeing me for a while.
Just saying. But anyway, those cop cameras are now all down Bayshore, so all of Gasparilla is going to be recorded.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes me not want to go anymore.
No more titties.
I don't think.
We can drive down Bayshore after this podcast and we can look. They're probably every 150 feet. God damn it, Ben.
Sorry.
Really?
Like every 150 feet, you've got
to. What are they supposed to cut down on?
Bro, I'm about to go streaking. You guys want to go streaking down Bayshore?
Because they've gotten really big into like public intoxication.
Listen to me at all.
No. No, we're trying to stay away from dicks.
Streaking down Bayshore. Let's just, at every camera, just start and do the windmill.
How much money did that cost us?
I have no idea. I mean, I didn't read this on the news or anything. I was driving down Bayshore. I was like, oh, there's a camera, and there's another camera. And I mean, they're not trying to.
Well, I think it might be
flashing lights and
maybe for our protection as well because of the whole marathon thing.
I was gonna say it's not.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's not the end of the world. I mean, because I'm sure they're expecting
it's
people
a
to
huge
be drunk
parade.
And stuff.
That's a good place to if you want to go hurt somebody or a bunch of people.
Right,
that is the place to do it.
We shouldn't say this over live air.
I mean, officially on every government watch list.
But he's right. I mean, these are the kinds of events terrorists target and stuff. And even.
We're going to be in Orlando.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, like think about this, all right? You were talking about the bombing in Boston.
Right, the
that's
Boston
what
bombing
we're being,
marathon.
Yeah,
you brought
okay.
that up.
Yeah,
but
that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
How many cameras? There's stores lying,
but the
lining
is,
that street. And there's
with...
so many, that's how they caught the guy, guys,
right.
Plural, is because of cameras that were in
but
stores.
But again, nobody was monitoring those at the time, but these, I would imagine, are going to be monitored.
You'd imagine.
While it's happening.
It'll
so
be monitored.
It's kind of scary at the same time, but it also provides a level of protection.
I don't think
so.
They're going to try to be like, oh, that guy looks underage, let's go investigate.
Yeah, so
that's
not going to
be that
gonna
I would
be
have
annoying.
A problem with. But if, say, a kid gets kidnapped, because, you know, you got drunk parents and stuff, a kid's taken, that's when I would be okay for them to use it to find
if
who
there is
a kid.
Float called the
they're
going to
see so many people, like, so many pirates in the face.
Just stop it. Getting all racist.
Probably be worried.
I'm going to make him put the eye patch on the other eye. And I smack him in the face with... I'm sorry.
If they use it for good, then I'm okay with it. But if they're
discriminating,
they're like, oh, he looks in our age.
I was
going to
say,
like,
or,
hey, let me see your ID.
Or if
the person's 26.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Or even,
why did
or
you
if you're going
me?
Around and like, oh, but that person was drunk. We know people get drunk at Gasparilla. Don't put it out there to arrest people for being drunk.
Yeah, it's kind of
it's kind
of. Think of it like this. The next day, YouTube videos from the police surveillance cameras are going to pop because they're going to find a lot of stupid shit happening.
That's
and
true.
And you know they're going to be posting.
Which may or may not be a positive thing, depending
no,
on how
it's going to make us look like dumbasses.
It is.
But Tampa's going to get rich because the money they'll make from YouTube is going to be great.
Yeah.
So, which, again, has some positive and negative benefits.
Yeah.
So, but let's. I feel like we've talked a little too much about politics. Let's.
I don't think we talked anything about politics. We just talked about shitty government.
Yeah, it's kind of politics. Touche. But, alright, so we're about close to wrapping up here. I have no idea what time it is. That's too far away from me.
We all agreed the ending...
2:52.
The ending topic was going to be late New Year's resolution.
Yeah, it's January 23rd now, being at 2:51 in the morning.
But we're still in the first month.
Right,
it's not January, so it's
not too late.
It's not too late to make some New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Mine was to lose the rest of my weight.
How much do you want to, like, what's your...
No, he still weighs a good 260. He wants to lose all of it. He wants to be 0 pounds.
Well, if you get that Nair stuff, you can lose your legs.
Totally forgot about that. That's another 100 pounds gone.
100 pounds right there.
Okay, so your weight right now is about 260, right?
About 260.
So what's your ideal weight?
230. I want to see what I look like at 230.
I was going to say 230.
Good. I mean, you look great already, so that's...
Yeah.
That would
I mean,
be respectable.
I've lost, like, 140 pounds.
That's pretty impressive.
So, and the cool thing about my job is... We're having like this program to where over the summer while we're working.
This is your new job selling alarm systems.
Yes.
Okay.
Not something giving them away. We're giving them away.
Okay.
Notice how we're doing that, quote unquote. We're giving them away.
Nobody cares.
But basically, whoever loses the most weight or gains the most muscle mass or basically looks better all in physique, they get $1,000. I'd done the hard part. I lost 110.
That's a beneficial wager. or bed.
Yeah,
I that's something that's a great now. Thing because everybody's
winner
that's
or lose,
$1,000.
You still win.
Yeah, right. Win or lose, you still win. That's a good way to put it. That's great. We should.
And
do
I
that.
Heard they're gonna take us rally car racing soon.
Rally
car? Like teach us how to race rally cars.
Yeah, but
and they
you
pay
know
for it.
Groupon had this deal. I think just like 2 or 3 days ago, it was $100, and you could go drive a Ferrari around a racetrack. For $100.
No shit. Yeah, right. Crash the fuck out of that bitch.
I got shit to do right now.
Right
into the
wall. Right? I want to do one lap, bitch. You can't make me do 7. Watch what I do.
But yeah, I was thinking you'd take the Ferrari off the track. I got shit to do. I need to get there fast. But all right, that's,
no, good.
But that's my resolution.
I think that's a good
one. Making money at this job, you know, right. Work hard and see what happens. Because there is money to be made. I saw the paperwork, you know.
Right.
And to prove my parents wrong. Because they're all against it.
Skeptical.
And the cool thing about it was, one of their friends, they did it too, and my mom's like trying to use them as, a, you know, like, ah, he's been in there. He's not good. He didn't like it. And so she's like, tell him about it, how he didn't like it. He's like, oh no, the money was really good. He's like, I just didn't like, you know, people being dicks all the time. I'm like, well, I could give 2 fucks. He's like, well, if you don't care, people talking shit to you, and you like
that's
making
funny.
Money, he's like, you'll be good at it. And my mom's like, oh. She's like, well, tell about living in, you know, moving out of state. Don't you have to do that? Yeah, but they pay for everything. They pay for you to do this. And I'm just like, eat it, mom.
My resolution.
I wanted to go last.
My resolution is to stay alive.
That's a good
See, that's why you shouldn't have been last, because you're a piece of shit.
Exactly.
That was a shitty
New Year's
resolution.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you're going to do?
I really don't get
it. I told you about the New Year's resolution idea, like, 3 or 4 days ago?
Yeah,
you're the only
one.
Okay,
all right,
here's
sure
one.
The best one.
I want to grow Frosted Gaming in Awesomeware.
Okay, I will take
that's
that
good
one.
That's
okay.
Good. That's nice.
Now, first, I'm going to say my New Year's resolution for 2012, which was to not have a New Year's resolution. I would like to say I did fucking awesome. Did not have a New Year's resolution all through 2012. It was great.
Fuck, I wish I could go back and
I know,
that
right?
One.
That was 2012. We're in 2014 now.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
2 years ago.
2012, my goal was to not have a New Year's resolution. 2013, didn't have a New Year's resolution. Went all the way through 2013 without a New Year's resolution.
So what's your New Year's revolution now?
Okay, this one.
Get laid. Get laid.
No, actually, it was to finish and publish an app, like a full-fledged app by the end of the year.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good. Finish your load on some girl's face.
God, Jesus Christ.
Sigh, your turn.
I love you, Nick.
Like option B, like,
hey, also,
do this B, finish my load on someone's face.
No, not option B. There's no option. Fuck, God damn it.
There's always an option.
The other New Year's resolution I have is sure. I want to record a podcast every week for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll happen.
I hope it does.
This is so much fun right now.
I like to say, we've gone, what, this is our third week in a row.
This is what I look forward to.
We're having a good time. I would love to keep doing this. We
so
gotta.
Can we do it twice a week? Because that's so much fun.
No.
I was thinking maybe what we can do is Let's Plays. One day we do Let's Plays, other day we do podcasts, so we meet 2 times a week.
Nice.
I like that.
We mix it up, and it'll also probably make editing easier for me.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think we mentioned, but this is our first podcast being recorded on a Wednesday night, because we decided...
Yeah. This was our... That's why I liked it, because we did
morning.
Friday, and we were like, Wednesdays, and I'm like, Wednesday's so much closer than Friday,
yeah,
yes.
And plus, Fridays, we couldn't start until like 1 or 2 a.m., because I had work.
Right,
yeah.
But on Wednesdays, Ben and Nick have practice, but only until like 11, so we could start 3 hours earlier, so...
Uh-huh.
Where before we were finishing about 5, now we're finishing about 3, you know.
That's not bad.
Yay! Yeah,
better.
And
so anyways,
we also got an awesome life done.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I'd also like to do more awesome lives. But again, so my 2 main goals are to finish like a full-fledged, high-quality app, and the second one is to record a podcast and publish a podcast
every
week for the rest of the year.
See?
And then continue on for the next
year. See, our resolutions go hand in hand. I want
to
grow the...
Yeah, but we had to, like,
name and...
getting yours was like pulling teeth.
No, it was just saying, Ben, staying alive is a shitty resolution. Come up with a better one.
It is. I mean, because at this point, you've successfully stayed alive for like 24 years. It's not that exciting
anymore.
That
is 3 years longer than I thought I'd be alive.
That's true. I remember for a long time, Ben was saying he was going to die by the time he was 21.
No, as I turned 21, and it almost happened.
Yeah, it did.
That'll be a story for another podcast.
A couple times.
What about you, princess?
You are the.
I had 2, and the conversations of all of them, I lost my second one.
Oh. All right, let's say your first one.
My first one is to actually go to culinary school and graduate.
Good. That's a good one.
I mean, not graduate this year,
but
yes,
you
I
eventually
want to
graduate,
go to culinary
right?
school and graduate, and I want to be a chef somewhere. I want to fucking make
like
food.
An executive chef.
That's what I love to do. I love to cook. Yeah,
and you're pretty good at
chef.
It.
Like,
so
I want to be on. I want to be on Chopped or something like that. All right,
Walter White.
I want to be on TV. What? Really?
Sorry, you said you love to cook.
Not meth.
Oh.
All right.
I'm trying to think of my second one. Joey's cracking up.
I just farted twice.
Oh, I heard the little popcorn farts.
It's
little,
the carbonation from the soda stream.
Oh, that was like a little Jew fart if you were hiding in the attic. Oh, it's just the floorboards.
I have a new third goal. I have a new third goal. I'd like to have at least one podcast where we don't offend anybody.
Bullshit.
It's not going to happen. Fuck that resolution.
Or my second resolution. That was a good one.
All right, well, really save it for ones. Next week.
Next week, no. I remember
my resolution. That's how we'll start the next podcast. So, is that it? Are we done for tonight?
I think that's it.
Because I really got to take a piss.
I got to take a piss. All
right.
We're here drinking liter sodas, guys, yeah. Just to give you guys a heads up. And this entire time, I've been having the
piss. And we also
chugged a whole bunch of
We chugged two total liters of the soda stream like 2 minutes before we started the podcast. Yeah. So I think we're all ready for a piss break. This has been fun. This episode will be out. I have no idea when. I got to get a real...
Eventually.
Eventually, probably within the next week.
Hopefully.
Eventually, we'll pick like a solid release date, but...
You know they're hearing this when it comes out. Like, they're not with us right now, so they don't give a shit.
They're like, these dumb fucks.
But like, before... no, it's out right now. They're all sitting there like,
I don't get it.
Out for a week?
I do not get it.
Gotta wait, Ben.
We're almost done. We're gonna be right by the fucking door when we say it.
I'm going outside. Fuck it, I can't wait.
I know.
But, quick, how are we gonna start, like, marketing this? Because right now...
Can we save that for off the air? The people.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, you're right. That's a good idea.
The end.
Ben's literally pinching his wiener.
Guys, talking to
Let's
you.
Go.
This is fun.
Hopefully, we have Nick back.
I love you guys. Like, I would love to have Nick back. I think having four people is really nice. Yeah. There's like no dead time.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next.
Goodbye.
Sometime.
I gotta see.
I love your faces.